participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the man who's going to spend the next 5 minutes cleaning up all of the articles from my briefcase that have just fallen on the floor.
A tidy mess.
Howdy, Rob.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Cold Weather Warning and all the ships at sea. Rich with the floating particles and the good taste of a dirty penny, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And guys, again, I apologize.
Hi.
It's been a busy couple of weeks for you.
Good to see you.
More meetings.
You having a good time?
More meetings that make it so that I walk into the studio 1 second before we go on the air. And for that, I apologize. Give me a second to get my ass together here.
I know you're prepared to do a good show, though.
It's Tuesday, February 5.
Tuesday.
And here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. Call 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Call 202-432-1067. And here in New York, WNEW, you can call us at 877-692-1027. Let me just get my little cards up here with my reminders and my notes. And Mike, tell you that the meeting that I was just in...
Yes.
Shows more signs of a resolution than previous meetings.
Really?
Well, that's good. However, don't go out and buy a cake.
Or furniture. Never.
I mean, it doesn't mean that we're going to be having a party anytime soon.
Right.
It just means that, well, I'll tell you during the commercial break, because I know you're dying to know what went on in the meeting.
Very, very curious.
And, promise I'll get back to you as soon as possible, and if I could just say one thing to the good people at this company, can we please have meetings that don't end or get, like, to the really good meaty part right as we're about to start our job?
That is very difficult. You know, we have to come in here and be ready to entertain.
Would it be too much for the executives of this company? I will tell you what time I arrived to this building at 57th and 7th in Manhattan today.
All right.
I arrived here at 5 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Very good.
I was the only person outside of the morning show in the building. Okay, the offices are supposed to open at 8:30.
And I'd like to say the same thing. I arrived at 2 minutes before 11 o'clock today.
I am here at 9:30.
Right.
I can't even get in our office. I don't even have a key to our office.
Right.
So what I'm doing is wandering the halls, wondering first, how do I get into our office? Then wondering, where are the executives for the meeting?
Yes.
And finally, they at their own leisure schedule, they decided to show up and say hello.
and then drag you into the office right up until showtime.
You know, and I've been in there in the meeting, and Lisa says, you know, oh, excuse me, 2 minutes until you're on the air. 2 minutes?
Excuse me.
Two? So, listen, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Sorry, I'm just a mess, but I'll pull it together. I'm ready. Listen,
good.
First things first. I have had a discussion with one of the many censors involved with this show.
Yes.
And I am here to tell you that the Burger Breakfast Show is a go.
Yay! Or I should say, oh, damn it.
Yeah. All we have to do is decide if people will pre-pick their boogers, or if people will actually come down and pick them live on the air and eat them. I believe I would vote for the live picking.
Of course,
so
you would.
So that we know that the boogers are coming directly from the person's nose.
You won't hear this from me very often. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. I'm willing to go along with it.
Or we could do both to ensure that we have enough boogers. If you want to enter the booger eating contest,
no!
You could start picking them now and storing them now in your Ziploc bags.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're going to do quantity, you want to have them prepare and put them in an envelope. If you're going to do quality,
well, listen,
you probably want to have it done live.
Why can't we do both? Why can't we Why can't we have quality and quantity? People, let me just say,
you can have categories of the most, the biggest, and the grossest.
The most colorful.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. Can I have the option of just occasionally ducking out when we're doing this?
No, hold on. The last time
I'll
checked.
I'll just look away.
The last time. Okay, but not ducking out completely, because I was just saying, the last time I checked, this is the Don and Mike show.
I understand.
Good, bad, indifferent.
I know. Well, I can look out. I can look in the other direction.
Sure, there you is can.
You know, do you remember when you... Didn't you pick your nose one time and send it right out to the fans?
Yeah, I sent a booger to a guy.
I was sicker that day.
A guy in Sacramento I sent him to.
I felt so nauseated that day. And, you know, this is just... What do you think the total time is going to be? Is it going to be from the beginning of the show till the end of the show?
I would think it would be a large portion of Thursday's show.
Sure.
I would think
It's coming this Thursday?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a bonus prize for any Christmas boogers?
Yeah. With red and green? Yeah, sure. Listen, the bottom line
is... I hate you sometimes.
No, all the time.
The bottom line is that we're giving away $1,000 on Thursday. We're playing the contest. We're playing the contest here in New York at WNEW. So if you want
to... Going to get the participants.
If you want this is another radio first on the Don and Mike show. I know that it's a battle among all the radio shows to see who can do the most disgusting stuff
right
first. This, I believe, a radio first to actually have listeners come down and eat their own boogers. The winner will be subjectively judged by us as to the amount of boogers.
I'm getting
the quality
I'm really getting physically ill even hearing you talk about
the
this.
The quality of boogers, the
See,
quantity.
Boogers don't phase you. Feet bother you.
Yeah.
If we had a competition where people came
you
down
want,
here
you
and
want the
sucked
next,
toes.
You want the next competition to be have people suck toes? I promise you we'll do it.
Have the most erotic toes. Sucking contest.
Fine. But I'm telling you.
Where couples
you,
come down and
you know
suck
what?
Each other's feet.
Can I just tell you something?
Will you do that for me?
Yeah, but you know what? I think that equals ratings wise.
What?
Zero.
Really?
Who wants to hear someone sucking someone's toes erotically? I'm telling you, we're going to garner a bigger number with a booger eating contest.
I'm not going to dispute that. I think when you're going for this type of entertainment, what you're offering with your boogers is a ratings grabber. I think toe sucking. Would have listenership value, though.
If you would like a toe-sucking contest, we'll work on that. We'll put that in the planning meeting. I promise you that.
I thank you.
I promise you that.
It's pledged to you.
But I am telling you
I can't even begin to tell you how I feel about this. I know it's great, and I know we have to do it. I am so freaked out. I'm so scared of this show that I don't know what to do.
Someone better turn the national lines on.
God, all I'm doing right now is running little videotapes in my mind.
My mind,
I will not run. I will not run. They'll find out I can't pick. They'll find out I can't pick.
Can't eat.
Can't pick at all.
Eater.
But where is the end of the vision? There is a way. You find a nice, cool gun.
Nice, cold
gun. Either way, listen, what I'm getting now is either no one from anywhere in America is calling us, or everyone from New York is calling us, and people from around the country are calling. All the New York lines are working, but the national lines are not. If someone would please look into that situation.
You get a nice, cool gun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good morning, Don and Mike.
Hi.
And Buzz.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Joe. I'm from Queens.
Hi, Joe.
You know, I'd really like to be a part of this contest.
Well, Joe, let me just tell you and everybody that you don't have to call in and register. I would ask you over the next, anyone who wants to join the Booger Breakfast on Thursday, to start saving them now.
Harvest now.
Be like a squirrel. Start picking your nose now and putting them in little plastic bags.
Now, just a quick question. Will you be judging by weight? Like, how will you?
I think it's size.
See, here's the thing, Joe. Though, Mike, it's going to be a variety of ways. We'll each vote for our favorite contestant based on what each of us is looking for. Some, like myself, may look for quantity of boogers.
I'll be going along with your vote.
Others, like Rob, I know will be going for the quality of the booger. Rob is looking for the Christmas tree booger. Buzz may be looking for a
distance. The farther away from me, the better.
Buzz may be looking for the mucusy type a booger.
I'll be looking for the quickest contestant.
I tend to have very gooey boogers, and they're very tasty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then what you want to do is, and again, it's up to you, the listener. Here's what you do. You can either start saving them now. I would urge you to do this, really, to start saving them now. You have 2 days to save. Come down to the station on Thursday with your bag and supplement what's in your bag live on the air with what's in your nose.
Or Tupperware if freshness is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many contestants are we going to have?
As many as the studio can hold, Mike. Keep in mind, it's $1,000.
They're not all going to be in here the whole time, right?
One at a time.
Good.
One at a time.
I'll be there, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. Listen, that's Thursday here at NEW.
You know, I know this is rating sulfur. This is fantastic. It's just horrible.
$1,000.
Worst thing we've ever done.
$1,000 to our Booger Breakfast winner. And listen, the Dish Network, they could not be prouder
of course, be
aligned with this contest.
Sure.
The $1,000 you're giving away is courtesy of the Dish Network. The system Mike and I are getting. Get Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH.
Wow.
Okay. So there you go. $1,000 Thursday. We'll be mentioning this over the next couple of days. Start picking the boogers now so you have a nice selection ready. And when you come down, you can supplement it with your own live in-studio boogers. And we will be voting on the best.
Okay.
So, and that incidentally has been run by the censors. This contest is a go.
Sure.
This is a green light.
Yeah, it is a green light.
And maybe a brown light.
Maybe
a red light.
Yellow light.
Yeah, all kinds of colors. Anyway, listen.
Colors.
Tis a go.
Colors.
Contest is on.
Nobody's stomach is affected by this, is it? Is yours, Buzz?
Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. It's... Yeah.
See you Thursday, everybody. See you Thursday. Come on down to the station on Thursday.
I think Rob's like putting up the brave front, but Rob's a little queasy at the idea.
Away.
You look a little pale. You look a little pale, actually. You're faking it, but you're Rob is...
let me just tell you guys something. Please, you can either sit back and you can wait for others, or you can be the innovator.
It's true.
If I could, I'd have people eating worse things.
Yeah, I know you would.
And I ran worse things past the censors.
It's not like you didn't ask.
Yeah. I tried.
Right.
Trust me, I've tried. This is a go, though.
Right.
The booger eat-off is Thursday.
Booger breakfast.
Booger breakfast. Thursday.
You can't argue with a good name.
Nah, it's
the booger breakfast
name.
Is strong.
Our lead story today has to be the fact that Michael and Juanita are back together.
Yep. Yes, isn't that wonderful?
And I don't think I'm out of line when I say...
I love it when a couple gets back together.
It's thanks to the counseling you've heard here on the Don and Mike show, and we will have an exclusive later in today's show.
Oh, it's going to be lovey-dovey.
With Michael and Juanita. Yeah, she... Juanita Jordan has given him another chance.
Yeah, you know, and a second chance for, even with all the stuff that was alleged, he's coming back.
All that great stuff that was in the tabloids a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
He is absolutely coming back. So they're going to be on the show today. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike?
Oh, we got the national lines up. Beautiful. Thank you, guys. Hello, who's this?
This is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. Where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Right.
Is it Ani or Johnny?
Johnny.
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 Hey, Mr. Johnny.
How are you, sir?
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
Wild stuff.
If Mike just wants to gross you out, I think we should have a toenail-eating contest.
Toenail-eating is something we could do in the future as well.
Didn't we try to do that one time and it got vetoed? Didn't we try to do the toenail? I don't think we've ever proposed the toe sucking. The foot licking.
I know we've had people eat dog food off Dennis Murphy's feet before.
Yes. I'm talking about a whole foot massage with the tongue.
Well, didn't we also have...
Yes.
No. I'm not saying, that would gross me out. I'm saying, Mike...
But it would.
You're taking focus away...
I know.
...from the booger breakfast, which is really... Let's think about the promotion we're doing in 2 days.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
Hello.
Jesus.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, DA, hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
What don't you get about the words you're on the air?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a DA.
That's what I just said. What do you want, DA?
Every time you mention that booger eating contest, I'm with Mike. I get nauseous because I used to sit next to this kid on a bus. And that sucker just loved to dig and dig, and he pulled those bad boys out. And I just get nauseous.
You know what gets me nauseous was when I answer the telephone and I say, you're on the air, and some dumbass says, huh? Hello?
Your phone hookup is bad, man.
No.
Said, huh?
No, this phone hookup is beautiful.
It sounds like you're talking in a canyon.
And a can. Oh, kiss my ass.
Too big.
Eat my boogers.
Oh, God.
Eat my big boogers. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is there an age requirement for the booger eating contest?
Got to be 21. Why is that?
Because I got a friend of mine who's got a 4-year-old that'll kick everybody's ass.
Oh, no.
No.
No
kids.
No.
As with all contests, you got to be 21. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I live in New York. I heard that replay you did this morning, the underpants tea part.
Yeah.
And, man, that just, I don't know. It was even worse the second time around.
Well, good.
But I want to ask you, do you ever think you'd drink... teammates for women's undies?
If the bet was to drink the tea, yeah. I mean,
have you had any side effects from the tea?
Nah, I feel fine. Yeah. If you're asking me if I would like to, you know, right now have a woman come down and boil her underpants and have me drink the water, no, the answer would be no.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. I guess, let me just say, a lot would depend on who the woman is.
Depends on the woman, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, even the most beautiful woman, the idea of drinking... laundry water doesn't... I mean, it wouldn't matter if she was...
Let me just say, I think...
Wonderful.
I might do that with Britney's underpants.
Like after a Pepsi commercial?
Yeah.
I bet she doesn't wear underwear.
Oh, I bet she does.
Ba, 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 ba.
Hello, Don and Mike show. God damn, she's so hot. She was on the Oprah show yesterday. We got the tapes. Hello? Don and Mike? Charlie?
Yo.
You're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I got a better idea, man.
What?
Great.
That's too easy, eating your own boogers for a grand. How about eating somebody else's boogers?
Can't do that.
No, see, that's where the lawyers get involved. You got to eat your own.
Oh, and they...
Great for them.
That really never really happened, though.
Great for them.
Yeah, you sure?
Right.
We don't know that, Mike.
Oh, yes. It's just a rumor.
We don't know that.
We don't know what really happened.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dominic, babe. I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah, babe.
And you guys are really grossed out, man. You need to get into therapy. Really?
I've been in therapy.
Well, you need to get back into it.
Why?
I'm still in therapy. Why do we need therapy?
Change your psychiatrist.
Why?
Why?
Why? You guys are sick in the head, man. Talking about gross things.
Our audience craves it, sir.
Yeah.
The booger breakfast,
I'm telling
you, as much as you may be grossed out, is going to be a rating smash. I can't disagree with that.
And I know people are going to call in and say, I'm not going to listen on Thursday, I'm going to be grossed out. I guarantee you, for every person like you that says, oh, this is an awful idea,
You're gonna be one of the people that puts the show over the top on Thursday.
You know what? If I was driving around in my car, I would be listening.
Sure.
My issue is that I'm going to be standing next to these people when this
How can you
up.
Not listen to this? Hello, right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops, hold on. That's my fault. Hi, Don and Mike. Who's
Hello,
this?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, would you do me a favor and tell me what time you will be doing this show on or that segment of the show on Thursday? Because, seriously, guys, I can't listen to that.
Listen to the whole show on Thursday.
Okay, listen. See what? Listen. I swear to God, this is exactly the type of guy we're just talking about.
Right.
You're already guaranteeing us a gigantic number on Thursday. You're saying you won't be listening, but I guarantee you're going to be listening on Thursday.
Hey, I wish you all the best. You know, I hope you have a ratings bonanza on that day.
You're going to be listening.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
I love you guys.
You're going to be listening.
Love you
the
so
fact
much, but
that you're calling now to say you're not going to be listening to Thursday on Thursday indicates to me that your rating is going to count twice.
Yeah, you're an active listener who's calling about it. The fact that you're calling about it means you're excited about it. Yeah.
Yay!
I'm excited about not listening to that segment.
No, you're excited about listening to it.
I'm sorry, guys.
I guarantee you, when that radio comes on and people are doing that, you're not going to be able to go by it.
Right.
Forgive me, O Lord.
Pardon me?
Forgive me, O Lord.
Right, forgive you, right?
That's what you're going to be saying when you listen to it.
Correct. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I dreamed I was eating cornflakes. I woke up, my booger collection was gone.
All right. That, you know, that's like an old joke, like some Shecky Green joke.
Like a child's joke.
It was like, I dreamt I was eating marshmallows. I woke up and half the mattress was gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's right? A cutting-edge joke.
All right, hold on. Here is Mike the fireman from Bedford. Hey, Mike.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey. I'm driving in my car. I'm listening to this. And I've seen in real life and in pictures things that will make the average person quite queasy, possibly even puking. And I'm listening to this and just going,
But let me ask you something, Mike. As a firefighter, as a guy who's seen the worst that life has to offer... You'll be listening on Thursday, won't you?
Damn right, I will. Very compelling radio.
All right, thank you, Mike. See ya.
Bye-bye.
That's Mike, firefighter.
From Bedford.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, Rave, what's up?
Hi.
Did any of you guys happen to catch Good Morning America this morning?
I did not. Anybody else catch it?
No one here.
They had that Congressman Trafficking on there.
Yeah, I saw him last night. He's making the rounds. What's he talking about?
He was just freaking out this morning. The IRS and FBI are after him for all this tax evasion and bribery and all this stuff, and he's going to court today. And that Charlie guy from Good Morning America...
Charlie's doing Stabilak.
How do you feel, Mr. Trafficant?
They had him on this morning, and first off, he was pissed off because Charlie kept him waiting for 45 minutes out in the cold, so... He yelled at him for that.
Well, why is this dude on TV? Why is this congressman on TV?
Well, he's getting taken to court for tax evasion and bribery.
So he yelled at Charlie Gibson. What else happened?
He was just freaking out, telling him, well, someone's going to jail today. It's either me or it's them. And I'm going in to kick their ass.
I would love to know what
Enron?
This is about.
No.
The caller, if you could perhaps really explain what is the specific charge that he's dealing with?
Tax evasion, bribery.
Who cares?
Dumbass. Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, thank you.
What is this, Dumbass Tuesday or something?
It seems to be, they come in spurts.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'll tell you what. Not only am I going to be listening Thursday, I drive a rig for a living up and down through Virginia, New York, New Jersey. I'm going to tell everybody I possibly can to be listening Thursday.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Bob.
Later, guys.
We need more solid citizens like Bob out there.
Yeah.
Bob, a great American.
Bob.
Right. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Go, Bob.
On my knob. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on? This is Vinny.
Hi, Vinny.
Hey, I just wanted to say that all these people who keep calling in about them not eating their boogers, every time that you sniffle in, you don't get, like, a little bit of that snot that trickles down your throat?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You don't have to see it.
No, but listen, and please, let's all be honest in this room. Who among us has not eaten a booger before?
Buzz, you are a freaking liar.
No, I'm not. I have
you
never
are a liar.
One. I have never eaten one, have and you, I never will.
Have you put one in your mouth?
Never. Never.
You are such a liar.
I am not. I will cop to almost anything, but I'm not
such a liar.
Something I haven't done, and I haven't done that.
I'm telling you, I have.
Sure.
I have.
Wow.
Mike has.
Hmm?
Rob has.
How about the next room?
Lisa, have you eaten a booger?
Yes.
Yes, of course. How about Trini? You ever eaten a booger?
Yeah.
Both the girls on the show have eaten boogers.
Wow. How unfortunate.
You want to know some BS? Listen to this. Joe Ardinger, can you hear me? Back
yeah.
at JFK. Joe, have you ever eaten a booger?
I have not. Once it comes out, it stays out.
Yeah.
See?
There you go. Good man.
I don't believe that.
Hey, it's not a question. I'd like to point out.
Another trick.
It's not a question
Buzzer.
Of the removal, looking, studying it, back in it. But I think that when, in the course of one's life, when you know, fingers and picking happens, and sometimes, you know, it's just...
You do it.
Yeah, it happens by accident, if anything.
In my case, it was never by accident. Always by choice.
But I don't remember in my adult life...
A conscious decision.
I don't remember. I am, in my adult life, I don't have a memory, but I am sure that it has happened.
Sure.
Hmm.
I'm positive.
I mean, there's been a lot of picking.
Yes.
A lot of picking, especially in the cold and flu season.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to my voice right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, guys? It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, unless that DA wanted to tell us that guy ate his own boogers on Good Morning America, we don't need to hear about him on today's show.
Amen. I got you.
Diane did that.
That's why. That's why he was jettisoned. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How are you today?
We're doing great, thanks.
I'm just thinking about Diane Sawyer eating her own boogers now.
Hello.
I was wondering if Juanita's going to be calling in today.
Juanita and Michael will both be on the show today.
Reconciling.
Good.
Great.
Yeah, they're gonna
he must have some good evidence on him for him to reconcile.
I believe so. Well, no, actually, you know, it might be the other way around. And maybe he's got something on her because...
Well, she's the one that filed the papers and
she is the one who is rescinding them.
So in real life, maybe Michael found out about Mr. Poland.
She has withdrawn her divorce petition. She has.
Must have some kind of deal or arrangement at this point.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's that work?
Ha! Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'd just like to say that I'm eating a booger right now.
Okay, great. Thank you, my friend.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Over the phone is good?
You want fries with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to get okay with it.
You want to supersize that booger?
See, and I'm starting to get unfazed. It's the day it happens that I could be, but I mean, I'm...
I think we've
become desensitized.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Eat a big Don one, Mike. A big one with like yellow and green and red.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don Mike.
On the end of your finger.
Hey,
looks like the Italian flag.
Would you get an extra point if there's hair on these boogers?
Yes.
All right.
Don, I don't know whether it's, you know, there's going to be a category for hair. The subjective category is going to be the grossest, correct?
Each of us will vote on whatever category we like. It could be quantity.
Well, aren't we all, if we're all going to vote, we're going to have categories we all have.
No. We all just vote for whoever we thought was the best.
So there's only going to be one winner?
One winner. Now, you, Mike, you might like...
Oh, okay, all right.
You might like a guy who goes for quantity.
Yeah.
Buzz, you might like a guy that goes for quality. Rob, like I said, you might like the Christmas stuff.
It's the overall presentation of every contestant. We're not going to have subcategories.
No.
It's just we're going to pick one winner, winner take all.
Yes.
All right.
One winner.
I like that.
And that's why I'm urging you folks to start storing them now.
You can do whatever you want, right?
Store,
any way you want to do
store
it.
Store them now. And again, I'm telling you, if you want my vote, you want to come down with a bag full of stored ones, and you want to add live ones to that.
That's what gets me.
Okay.
The baggie full of stored ones.
How about, like, presentation, if they have, like, a nice outfit or something?
Yeah,
or,
of course. And, you know,
if the boogers are well-plated.
Perhaps no outfit.
Or, yeah, girls, if you want to do this topless, that would be fine as well. That would also bode well in the competition.
28 minutes to get to that.
If it's topless. If any girls want to do a topless, that's fine. I'll tell you this. I'm sitting there trying to think about, seriously, the last time I ate a booger as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the last time I ate a booger as an adult, but I can tell you that as recently as a couple of weeks ago, I've eaten scabs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've eaten scabs.
Yeah.
Where I fell down and got a scab on my knee,
uh-huh.
And it was getting to be that hard, crusty scab, and I did one of those moves That's a beautiful one where you peel the whole thing off clean. There's no blood.
Right.
There's no nothing. Just peel. Perfect pink skin underneath where it was.
And completely dry.
Yeah, and I looked at it, and it was about the size of a quarter. And I looked at it and looked at it, and finally, I just ate it.
Why?
Why not?
No,
I don't know why, Buzz.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be honest.
Yeah.
I've eaten, and if I had eaten a booger recently, I would tell you, I can't really remember the last time I've eaten a booger. I think most of my booger eating was done as a child.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Can I get another beverage in here?
Sure. Something nice and cold?
Yes, thank you.
Come on.
Ginger ale to settle the stomach.
You know, here I was thinking I was doing okay, and then you know, nobody can do it to me like you can do it to me.
Hey, I'm just trying
you
to...
You did it, that's where the boogers, you know, you got me with the whole... Remember the last time all I remember is, though, when we were sending boogers out to the fans, when you did?
Yeah.
And that just, it got me. And I don't think it has anything to do with the actual reality of it as much as when you talk about that quarter size scam.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
Incidentally, here's a hint. Freeze them and they won't shrink. Okay?
Okay. Somebody give me a little instant feedback.
Heloise, yeah.
That's some instant feedback.
Wow.
Freeze them and they won't shrink. Oh, here's Tony from the NYPD. Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Don Mike?
Hi, you're on the air, Tony.
How's everything going?
Just great, thanks.
I just wanted to wish you guys some support for Thursday. I listen to your show every day because my job sucks.
Yeah.
And every day I drive to work, I listen to you guys, and you guys are the best.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. We appreciate that.
All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you, my friend. You hear that? The police department, both the police department and the fire department of New York City have checked in
yes.
to say that they support... No, not help, they support. They are standing behind this contest.
Right.
They're approving of it.
Right. They're putting their fingers on it.
So if we don't have this contest,
the terrorists win.
There you go.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I bet I can guarantee the last time each and every person in that room ate a booger was.
When?
If you go to hock up a loogie and you got a nose full of boogers, you cannot help. But get a booger in your throat.
This is the second guy that's called with this. You're talking about a different entity here.
We're talking about
removal from the nose back into the mouth. Anything that, you know, involves a cold or something like that, that doesn't count.
You're right. Technically, you're right. But we're talking about putting a finger in, digging for gold, pulling it out, looking at it, then eating it.
Yes,
well, can Buzz say that he's never done that before, though?
Not that I recall, unless it was in my childhood and I've blocked it out, but I absolutely, positively do not remember ever doing that.
Ever. Kansas.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Dry winds.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it counts. I pick my nose a lot, and I wipe it under my seat in my car. I wonder if I could scrape it off with a razor blade.
Sure.
Store it in a bag and bring it in and eat it.
Sure you can.
All right.
Bye-bye. See you later. But there's a lot of people out there that do that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Sure.
That's
okay.
True.
Listen, the contest is not till Thursday. We're wasting time talking about it. Now, we're just letting you know that it's happening Thursday. Booger breakfast for $1,000 in cash, okay? A woman whose boogers I would eat the corn out of her number two. I would drink Teammate out of her underpants. Britney Spears.
Yes.
She is a POA. I know when we got a break first.
We should break first.
When we start rating women, re-rating women for the year 2002, we're going to start that on today's show. I'm pretty sure. How are you doing? Mike, I'm moving past the boogers
now. I know. I'm with you.
Why are you making that face?
I'm just getting them by that, getting out of that car. Moving by that car with the razor blades.
Yeah.
It's stuff. When we're talking about boogers,
there are guys who pick their nose and put the boogers underneath. I imagine that
are guys that probably eat their own stools, but I don't have to like it.
I would imagine the console that you're sitting at right now.
Oh, no.
At some point, a guy has picked his nose and put a booger underneath the console where you have your hands every day. I guarantee you.
That's right.
I guarantee it. Think about how many disc jockeys have worked at this radio station.
The great Wolfman Jack worked here.
Think about how many disc jockeys worked at WJFK, who had to be big nose pickers. Oh. We don't even know half the people who work at NEW. But we know the people that have worked at WJFK over the years.
And weekenders.
Yeah, that's right. And you know that there are nose pickers there.
You're right.
You know that.
I'm going to have to wash my hands a lot more. I'm trying to...
Yes,
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
You are baby stepping.
Right now, I'm telling you.
I thought I had it, man. I thought I'm going to... to get better. I'm going to get stronger as each day goes by.
You're better now than you were a half hour ago.
I am absolutely.
Feeling my side of the console, and I will tell you,
you know what?
Booger free.
He's an artist at this.
Yeah, you're right.
When he knows he can gross me out,
yeah.
He will go for it, and he will know.
Mike, look at that. I got nothing. I got absolutely
thank God.
Nothing under here.
Thank God.
Nothing.
You won't be seeing a surge on this side.
I know. Nothing.
You won't. God, you licked your fingers.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Sure I did.
My God.
Sure I did. No boogers under there.
You won't be seeing me do that.
We will be talking about, anyway, listen, when we re-rate the women, I'm sure that Britney Spears is going to be number one on the list this year.
Okay.
She was on the Oprah show yesterday. Oprah, of course, was way in her bung, but apparently she does talk about Justin.
Does she talk about virginity?
Yes. She talks about their nicknames. I will tell you now that their nicknames for each other are Pinky and Stinky.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
And those are the nicknames that Britney Spears has for her friend Justin Timberlake.
He, of course, is Pinky. She's Stinky.
And they have they got the virginal talk. So we'll analyze Britney here in a second. Let's clear the lines and get a call 100 right now.
Very good.
877-365-3636. Dial recklessly and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
It's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
Ready to answer the hot number, Don and Mike.
Here we are. Let's get a call 100. And here we go. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, honey.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
No.
My gosh. I listened to you guys back in 1984 in WAVA.
Hey.
And I used to call and you used to play this name game thing. And I would call and bug you guys. And now I'm older and have kids. And
I love the name game. I love the name. We've been doing the name game for years. It's wonderful.
What is your name, honey?
My name is Michelle Arteague. Oh, my God. I was trying to call you guys at the JFK line. Couldn't get through. Got on your website, found the number, and then called you guys at NEW.
Okay, well,
I'm so excited.
That's a lot of information, but thank you for listening all those years. Here you go. You've won the PlayStation 2 game.
You're kidding.
No, Maximo Ghost to Glory.
Oh, my God.
That's from Blockbuster. They have a nationwide 30-day exclusive on this game. Plus, you've won a Don Juan Bear.
Ooh!
That is from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company, VermontTeddyBear.com. And you won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe. I guess that would be coffee, not a box of Joe Ardinger.
A box of Joe.
A box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
My husband's doing command in Staff College at Quantico, Virginia, and he listens to you all the time. We all think you're great, and keep up the good work.
Now, what is that? What is he doing at Quantico? What is that? Is that a military thing or an FBI?
He's a major in the Army, but he decided to hang out with the Marines for a while, and he's going to command and Staff College there.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Outstanding. Beautiful. And what was your first name again?
Michelle.
All right, in honor of you, let's play the the name game right now, and I'll start with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Lee.
Michelle Arteague.
Michelle Legrand.
Who is that?
Summer 42, theme song. He was a composer.
That's true. Oh, you're doing a Michael Michelle.
Michelle is his name, Michelle Legrand.
That's right.
Michelle O'Mara.
What do you mean, Michelle O'Mara?
That's Michael in French.
No, but it doesn't count. Michelle Legrand is what he was referred to as. That's cheating by calling me. You can't fake it. That's how he was referred to.
Michelle, the song.
Yes.
Michelle, my belle.
Michelle. Michelle.
You guys are great.
Michelle. Hold on, we're still playing the name game here. Michelle.
I got one you don't know, but it's a real person.
Who?
Michelle Tessier. A lot of the people, she works as, she's the PR director for the Redskins.
That doesn't count. She's not a celebrity.
She is in my eyes.
Michelle Tessier. Michelle. Boy, Michelles are hard to find.
That's it.
Yeah, we're unique.
Michelle Combs.
Michelle Combs. Well, now, Mike, she's not a celebrity either. Not a celebrity either.
Good clue, though, Rob.
You know what? I think it's a draw.
It's a push.
It's a push. All right. Thank you. Michelle, thank you.
Hey, you guys are welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
We will. Thanks for listening.
Never played the name game with Michelle.
That's hard.
That's a tough one. God damn it, that's a hard one.
Michelle. Right.
Michelle. So, Trini, when's the last time you ate a booger?
Come here. Step up, Trini.
When's the last time you ate a booger?
think when I was eight.
Eight years old.
Mm-hmm.
Very honest. So was Lisa. Very honest about the booger eating.
And I can tell you, the last time Lisa ate a booger,
mm-hmm.
it was breakfast this morning.
Oh, wow. Between cell phone calls.
Yeah.
Which, has anyone told Lisa that's rude?
Yeah,
no.
Really
has anyone told Lisa that's rude
when you're breaking
bread with people that you don't spend half the time you're eating on the cell phone?
I believe that she's a graduate of the Charles Broyhill School of
antisocial behavior
of producing.
Hey, you got a problem with me?
I do.
Yeah, if you do, call her on her cell phone.
I do. When's the last time you ate a booger, Lisa?
Gosh. 18, 19 years old.
Hold on. I'm just kidding.
Of course.
When I was a child.
You were busy on that cell phone today at breakfast.
I'll give you another Lisa-ism right here, and I've got one of these too, although I'm not compulsive with it like you are. The two-way pager. That's another thing.
It's new for me.
You'll be talking to Lisa, or you'll be trying to just BS conversation.
Yeah, and she'll go to that little pager.
She's checking her pager.
It's a nervous habit.
Horrible.
And it's like mine. It's full of junk that you'll never use.
Yeah, I've been on the phone with her before, and she says, "Hey, the Red Wings are winning." I thought so.
Right.
I've never.
Hey, hockey scores. Great.
Yeah. Right. Now, have you always had the technology? You haven't, right? You haven't always been, until you started producing the show, had pagers and cell phones and all that stuff.
Pagers new. The cell phone.
Would you dive on the cell phone at, like, dinner with somebody?
Yeah, she would.
It was an
important call. I apologize.
It sounded like it might have been an important call.
Yeah. What was the call this morning at breakfast? Who was it from?
It was a personal phone call.
Okay, see, now that's rude.
Now, see, that's the thing. Was it business?
Yes, it was.
How could
personal be business?
How could it be personal and business? How could it be? How could it be?
It
couldn't.
Is a call from a doctor both business and personal?
Oh yeah. You don't know what I told Nana today.
Yeah, oh, that's right. She said, where's Lisa?
Did you tell her I was knocked up?
No. We Rob and I walked down to the deli to get the drinks and junk for the show, and the CM, Nana, the Chinaman, she says, of course, she's always, Hello, Rob. Where's Lisa at? And I said, are you on your cell phone right now?
No.
She's on my cell phone
right now. I said, Lisa's at the doctor. And she said, is she okay? And I said, she's at her normal, regular, and I pointed down.
Yeah, using both hands.
Down there. I said, she's seeing her doctor down there, but it's just her regular checkup.
Ah.
I'm on the other side getting the drinks out of the refrigerator, and I hear, no, lady doctor. And she says, oh.
Did you tell Nana to get the Mountain Dew Code Red in?
I'll speak to her tomorrow. I was shocked they didn't have it. They have every other soda.
My new favorite beverage. All right.
Caffeinated Kool-Aid.
Well, I guess you are, you're excused, Lisa. Thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
No, I'm sure you have something else you've got to be doing. Something
important.
I've got
to go make a phone call.
Do you have a phone call to make?
Make some phone calls. Get out of here. Yeah, right. Go get on the phone. There, as a matter of fact, Trini says there's a call for you right now.
There you go.
Not surprised.
How nice.
Look at her. Look at her run.
Run!
Look at her run the way she never runs for us when we ask for anything
That's
to be
the
done.
Priority. Not the show. It's her phone.
Not the show. Okay.
The rabbit died.
So yesterday on my phone rang while I was in there. Who was calling you? Who was calling? Is it private? It's personal. It's private again. It's private. God damn it.
She's got a new fella, I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, he's private.
I bet she's got a new fella.
Does he work here?
It's Earl.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm. You calling her?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, my line will be busy.
No, hold on a second.
She got the call waiting.
That one's probably busy, too.
Hold on. I can't remember.
Thank you for using the Lisa Herndon phone service.
Here we go.
Rob's going, too.
Now, wait, hold on. Are you calling me? Because I'm calling you right now.
You're calling right now?
You having a good time using your phones?
Sure, you're calling?
I'm calling her
right now. You wonder how much low-grade radiation we get in this studio?
Now, who's calling who? Because Rob's on the phone.
I'm calling Lisa.
You're calling Lisa.
Sorry, Buzz.
Not enough for my money, Mike.
I just got Lisa's
Buzz,
voicemail.
If you want to talk about that, I'm sure we could move that up to priority number one.
No, there's somebody on the phone.
Who?
Hello?
Oh, hold on. Let me put this part up the phone. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Don't you have a speakerphone on that, Lisa?
No, that was...
Who is that? Lisa, is that your personal call?
Yeah, give me my phone.
Can I speak to the person that's on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on.
Mike, it's Rob who's on the phone, isn't it?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
No, I didn't even get voicemail.
It might be me. Hello?
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Don.
No, it's
oh, it's you,
no, it's
monkey
not.
Boy.
No, it's,
oh, it's you, the Braille. Knuckle dragger. That's who this is.
Oh, it's Broyhill.
It's the great ape house that's on the phone right now.
Of course
it's Broyhill on the phone.
How was the Super Bowl? Did you throw your poo at anybody?
Can I have my phone back now?
All right, Lisa wants her phone back. You know, I guarantee that's who calls about 100% of the time.
Oh, there's ringing again.
A lot of it,
it's
I'm
yours.
Sure.
Oh, now, hold on.
That's for you.
Did you leave me a voicemail?
Mine says call from Rummy.
I'm not calling you.
Hello?
Hi, Don. It's Rob.
Who is that?
It's me.
Oh, no. It doesn't say Rummy. It says Rabe.
Rabe, yes.
Oh, I just wanted to call and tell you that Charlie was calling Lisa.
Yeah, okay. Bye, Rob.
I'll that was Charlie later. Broyhill.
Bye.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have three cell phones going on in the studio right now.
Yes,
the cell phone technology.
I have names for each of you on my phone when I hit the speed dial.
Right.
I have, for Rob, it says Head.
Oh, thank you.
For Lisa, it says Rummy. Mm-hmm. For Buzz, it says Malwoo.
Mm-hmm.
And for Mike... Well, it's constantly changing. Just let me say,
that's right. I need a new bowling shirt.
For Mike, it's constantly changing.
Hey, I do need a new bowling shirt.
Hi, Lisa.
Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, as of today, I am completely free,
Paxil-free,
of all antidepressant medication.
That's right.
Don's phone is ringing.
Telephone, Don. Who is it?
It doesn't say.
Telephone.
Oh, sometimes when you're out of the
city,
you can't tell.
It's Broyhill.
Oh, nice.
It's goodbye, Charlie.
We got
goodbye.
A show to do.
Hey, because, you know why it didn't say? Because you're not calling on your phone. Well, you just hung up.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Enough with the phones. Everybody put your phones away. We're trying to do a freaking show. Why are
put
you...
It down. Put it down.
Who are you calling?
Just one last message. I've got the voicemail.
Jesus.
Rob.
Hi, Mike. You don't have your cell phone in the studio, but I just heard that you're Paxil-free, and I think that's great.
Thank you, Rob.
We'll talk to you later.
I'll check that message later.
How about breakfast tomorrow? Bye.
Sure.
All right, listen. Here's the deal. So,
you know who's happiest about that antidepressant medication?
Who? A
fellow named Little Mike O'Mara.
Oh! Yes.
I mean, I only found out when I was alone, but Jesus.
Big change, huh?
Oh, wow.
Welcome back,
Mike. Think you better buy some curtains for that apartment?
Yeah. No. Absorbent curtains.
I might be doing it today.
Here's the deal. Oprah is got Britney Spears on, okay? And
you got the hots for her all over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hello.
Well, no, I mean...
She's a grown-up girl now, Mike. She's a woman now.
Yeah.
I mean, that Pepsi commercial this weekend, everybody I talk to says they hated the Pepsi commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Pepsi commercial.
You sure you want to make her number one?
When we re-rate the women, she's going to be in my top two.
Okay.
I guarantee you that.
Very good.
So, let's see. Boy, we've got... here's the Britney tease and Oprah's mispronunciation of the word millennium. Okay? Let's go to...
You're shaking. We can see it on camera. It's okay. You're not going to have to perform. This is okay. Britney is here, and she's just about the most popular performer on the planet these days. Young girls worship her. Boys dream about her. And lately, even grown-ups are joining the Britney Spears fan platoon. She's barely 20 years old, but already Britney is being called the megastar of the millennium.
Well, I think that's just
she's just doing Oprah's thing.
Pronunciation.
Yes.
Millennium.
She has mispronunciations when she does it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Number four, which chick is the hick? Oprah amazingly becomes a Southern girl, even though she's lived in Chicago for 20 years.
This is Oprah doing theater. Yeah.
You know, Oprah does her... Sometimes she does her black speak.
Right.
Sometimes she does her white speak. Sometimes she does her southern speak.
Yeah, she creates a lot of different characters.
Right. All right, here is, let's go to cut number four, Oprah.
Well, I don't have to tell you, this is Britney, and that was Britney performing at this year's MTV Video Music Awards with a live python.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was that like?
Well, actually, in rehearsal, I broke out in hives. I got a little scared.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was kind of bad. But when I got on the stage and I had to perform, I was like, okay, I'm on performance.
You rehearsed
mode.
With the python?
Mm-hmm.
With the python?
I rehearsed with it.
I don't think you would rehearse with a rope tied together. You just
said, where's the rope? And then I'll get the python later.
No, I'm not hearing any.
Yeah, I rehearsed with it, and I broke out in hives. So I was a little scared about it after that happened.
Okay.
But then once I had...
Not because you were allergic to the python, because you were afraid.
Yeah, I was really afraid.
I'm not hearing Oprah's southern accent.
I was breaking out in hives.
Yeah.
And but no, once I got on stage and I had to do it, I didn't break out in hives or anything. It was
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Because the audience gave you whatever...
Yeah, they gave me the energy that I needed. So.
Okay.
No, I did, again...
No, I think making the tape what it's not.
Okay. let me see. Brittany's original...
Just tweaking it up. I mean, we have a tendency to do that on this show.
Again, this is not coming from me. This was right. From the home office. Brittany's workout regimen, don't need to hear that. Kim Cattrall laying it on thick. Oh, let's go to cut 14.
Kim Cattrall?
Yeah. Brittany talks about Justin and their nicknames, Pinky and Stinky. As the video of the two of them rolls, they're standing next to each other in basketball jerseys that say Stinky and Pinky on them.
He's a woman.
Cut number 14, please.
We've known each other since we were like 12 years old. You know, and when we saw each other like 5 years after that, it was just like sparks.
I totally believe like when you found the right person, you just know.
No, I can't believe I'm about to play basketball!
I got to shoot the hoop with Justin with all my team. I didn't know it was going to have our nicknames on our jersey, so when I got it and said Pinky, it was very cute. I have a ring that he gave me that I wear on my
pinky.
So he just ended up calling me Pinky one day, and I started calling him Stinky for some reason. So those were our nicknames.
Can't imagine.
He's a gentleman.
Because he farts in bed.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was sweet of him. Got out to go get my coffee.
Hey, man, that's what I do.
I'm very lucky. We don't get to see each other that much, so yeah. When we do have, like, two or three days together, I totally soak it up and just try to be with him as much as I can. Definitely in the future, I would love to be with him forever. I would.
Porno soundtrack.
Stinky and Pinky.
Now, is she going to ask him about Stinky? I guess we don't have the line of questioning about...
No, Oprah doesn't ask her about
no,
that.
For
here's
Stinky.
Number 16. Brittany talks about her virginity, though.
Nice.
Number 16.
Thank you.
Is that
well, in your new movie, Crossroads, Lucy loses her virginity.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've talked so openly about saving your own virginity until marriage. So was that difficult for you to do? Was that the...
Well, I just know that...
Did you just put yourself in the character's place?
Yeah, definitely. I just know that teenagers go through that all the time.
Right,
and
because she's in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, yeah, so I wanted to play her and make sure
Brittany
teenagers out there, you know, saw that and didn't feel alone.
The cab seat that I used to come over to
work today. Do you wish you'd never said anything about the virginity thing because it's going to follow you to wedding night?
I kind of wish, yeah, I kind of do. Because
she has been ridden more than Jeff Gordon's car has.
I ask you questions about it, and it's just something that's there, and you can't help it, you know. But, no,
right,
I'm going to try.
Let's go to the next one.
You don't think she's telling the truth?
No, let's go to the next one. Is Brittany a role model? Let's see. Number
17.
You
don't want to be called a role model.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because you know you obviously are. I mean, we've done shows. And I had a five-year-old little girl on here once because she was, you know, the girls are getting younger and trying not to eat. They want to have your belly. And this little girl wants to dress like you. And there's a five-year-old girl saying she wants to be sexy. Now, I happen to think that when you're 5 years old, you don't even know what sexy is.
Right.
What she's saying is, I just want to be like Britney.
Oh, what an ass kiss
Oprah is. So you obviously are a role model for a lot of young girls. Kylie included.
Where the hell did they find the five-year-old?
I would like to be called an inspiration instead of... I'd like to be an inspiration for people, not a role model, because
she wants to
I'm
be
mistakes just like everybody else.
And, hey, Joe, can you rewind that?
Did she say inspiration?
Yeah. Can you rewind that? Brittany wants to be remembered as inspiration.
Here we go. Let's hear that part again.
I'd like to be an inspiration for people, not a role model, because I'm...
Back it up again, please, so we can hear it all in context. I want to be an inspiration for people.
An inspiration instead of...
Now back a little further,
it's
Joe.
It's in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, roll it.
Go young on. Girls, Kylie included. So does that bother you or affect you in some way?
I would like to be called an inspiration. Instead of, I'd like to be an inspiration for people, not a role model, because I make mistakes
like
everybody else. And, you know,
right,
when I get on stage,
hear her
it's
talk
my
about
time.
Her first kiss with Justin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to cut number...
Yes, yes, I do.
Cut number 18, although
so,
you know it's going to be a lie.
Justin was your first kiss?
Yes, he was my first kiss.
And how that happened?
Yes. We were playing... Oh, my goodness. we were playing Truth or Dare.
Uh-huh.
And we were listening... Oh, my gosh. And we were listening to Janet Jackson.
Okay, and you were how old?
Ooh, I think 12.
12. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay.
And
it's kiddie porn.
Dared
no, I don't want to hear it when she was 12.
First kiss.
First kiss?
Yeah.
And so at 12, though, you know.
Ooh, my hair.
That's wrong.
Okay.
How do you manage not to get jealous when girls, you know, are they're like throwing their panties at him?
Well, I guess we've both been doing this for so long, and, you know, when we first started going out, that's how it was, and I'm just, we accept that. That's, you know, it's not like just something that
you know, you really do get the impression listening to her that she's been, you know, kept on a tour bus for most of her formative years.
A little sheltered.
Now,
do you want to hear Oprah praise Britney for being the nicest human being in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, because I like to hear Oprah when she's syrupy.
Okay, here's number 19. Oprah praises Britney for being the nicest human being in the world.
I was asking this question earlier. You seem to, on stage, in the videos. I know it's a lot of work. I know about everything that goes into making it look like what it does.
Right.
But you seem to be having so much fun. You seem to be right there on the edge of that energy.
Right. Well, yeah. That's like why I love what I do, you know.
And you know what people say about you? Even my producers here, we've had lots
Britney,
of people come through our studio. They say you are the nicest human being they have ever encountered.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, turn that off.
I agree. I greet him.
Bravo.
All right, stop it, Jack. She's had more organs than St. Patrick's Cathedral has, okay?
This girl, I'm positive, this girl has been around the block.
Disagreed.
I don't think...
Do you want to hear her talk about owning a mansion at 20?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
All right, cut number 20, please. Britney Spears.
Having a house by yourself, it's just that, I don't know, that independent feeling of like, you know, I'm living on my own and my parents aren't here, you know. You just start feeling more confident, start feeling like I'm in more control of what I do.
It's no,
a
you
cool
don't.
Feeling. It is.
You bet it is. That's a very nice house.
Very pretty.
Very nice house. That's a little
that.
Peek at
now, what is that accent?
There's Oprah talking
nice
fake
house.
That's Oprah talking fake Southern.
It's sounding like an Andy McDowell contest.
That's a very nice house.
Nice house you have, Britney.
Let's hear that one again.
That's a very nice house. That's a little peek at Britney's new house in the Hollywood Hills. Do you feel okay in that house? That's a big old house.
I don't watch Oprah very often.
That's a big old house.
Listen, do you feel okay in that house?
Yeah.
What, in a $20 million mansion? Ass?
She'll be all right.
That's a big old house.
God, Oprah.
I'm serious, like when I'm there by myself. Just awful
stuff. I wouldn't mess with those security guards. They're the biggest guys on earth.
Okay, stop it.
Stop it for a second.
We all just got so much money.
This is my whole Oprah thing.
Yeah.
But Oprah, if she wants to, she talks normal.
Right.
If she wants to, she does the Southern. If she wants to lay on the black, she lays on the black. Now, right there, rewind.
But what the common theme is, which I've forgotten because I don't watch Oprah, is this. The reason she gets all these celebrities, this is the ultimate interview.
She makes Larry King look hard-hitting.
I mean, absolutely. That's what she does.
Back it up, though. Let me hear Oprah speak black there. Because she was definitely
downstairs,
getting
downstairs, like when I'm there by myself. Just awful
stuff. I wouldn't mess with those security guards. They're the biggest guys on earth.
JJ's mom on Big Time.
I wouldn't mess with those security guards. Girlfriend.
Wow. All right, well, that was not...
Are you okay in that house?
Yeah, think. In a whole hour show, there's maybe 38 minutes of content. And one of her questions is, are you okay in your house?
And here's the question. If people call you the nicest person on earth... What makes you so nice? These are tough questions, aren't they?
Hard hitting.
Now, this is a sad moment.
Uh-oh.
I want to tell you, this is a sad moment.
Yes.
Because Dan Aykroyd checks in via videotape.
Why?
So the question is this what...
he's a loser?
Is this what Dan Aykroyd's career has come to? Let's roll this, please.
Movie?
I don't know.
Hi, Oprah. Hi, Brittany. How are you empire-building ladies doing?
You empower the female gender. First of all, Oprah, Brittany, you know, she gave me a break because there's a whole new generation of girls out there probably don't know who I am, and after this movie, I'll be the guy who kind of had to lay the discipline down on Britney Spears.
I'm sorry. Okay?
He's the dad.
You are coming back now, and you will regard that as a command. Brittany is going to be a great, great movie actress. She has the makings of greatness.
Wow.
That was Dan Aykroyd.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So he's promoting a movie. Can't slam Aykroyd.
No, yes, cannot you can.
No, I mean,
yes, you can.
He's promoting the
somewhere
movie.
Somewhere John Belushi's throwing up looking at that.
Well, you know what he did? John Belushi would come back from the grave if he heard Dan Aykroyd use empowering women.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, now here is here's the final tape we have.
Disagreed.
Oh, you know what? We better go back to cut number one first, because it's not enough that Oprah is interviewing America's favorite teenage singer. Mm-hmm. They're going to exploit someone. Remember the little girl Kylie that they were talking about?
Yes. Is this the 5-year-old that wants to look like Britney?
Yeah. I'm playing this to set up the last part of the tape.
Uh-huh.
So this was the very beginning of the Oprah show when they bring out the 5-year-old. Let's roll cut number one.
Okay, actually she's about 12.
Oh, she's 12. Okay, she's 12 now.
Well, that's much
different. Hi, hi, hi. Okay, have a seat, everybody. Have a seat. You look very good. I want you to meet. This is Kylie. This is Kylie. Say hi, everybody. Hi, Kylie. Okay, Kylie thinks she's here for a show today about teen trends. Teen trends.
Big surprise,
really,
Kylie.
Really, you're here, Kylie, because of this. You wrote me a letter. Remember this? Yes, you're here. You wrote me a letter saying, I'm a really, really big fan of Britney Spears. I've tried and tried to meet her so many times, but it never happened. I've been to 3 of her concerts, but never got the luck.
Yeah.
It is my one and only, capital letters, dream to meet her. Can you please make a dream of mine come true?
Jesus, what garbage.
Okay.
Rob's got a sign up that says, kill me.
So, you should see Kylie. She's been trying on outfits. She thinks we're here for teen outfits. Okay.
Right.
Well, we are, sort of, in a way. Well, we have a big surprise for you, obviously. Why don't you reintroduce the show? Read that teleprompter right there.
There you
just
go.
Look right in there and say,
today, for the first time, Britney Spears is here.
She's right. Britney Spears is here.
All right. I'm sorry. I can't stand it.
Wow. All right. Let's go to the very end. You remember Kylie, Oprah's exploitable teen, at the beginning of the show?
Yes, of course.
Thanks to Queen Oprah.
Yeah.
You're going to hear now at the end of the show, she will be sent to Britney's dance camp.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
The world...
Leisure camp.
The world will be a better place because of that.
Dance camp.
You'll also note that Oprah drops that she spoke with Kylie's parents, and they reveal that they can't afford dance lessons for Kylie.
Oh, God.
Why? Because they're losers.
So, Kylie... We hear that you love to sing and dance and aspire to be a performer someday, right? That's what I heard.
No.
Okay. So we talked to your parents, and they say they've been wanting to give you dance and singing lessons, but they couldn't afford it right now. So, Britney is sending you to her camp this
summer.
I'm
going to play God. Oh, Oprah, you're so great. Brittany, you're the nicest person in the world.
What happens there is that they get lessons from the same coaches who taught you how to sing and dance.
Yeah, the same dancing coaches and acting coaches that I work with. They'll come and work with you guys. And there's like a lot of other kids there. It's a lot of fun. And I'll come at the very end.
Teach you how to take the high, hard one.
Singing and dancing, kicking up your heels, and no pythons.
Boy, this is, there's so much syrup on this.
Yeah. Teach you how to give good oral.
Oh, God.
To Justin. So you could still be a virgin, technically. Well, you do that girl. You send her down there to Florida, and you give her French fry lessons from her career at Burger King. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. At dance camp.
It's like, what was that movie? Britney Spears dance camp.
What was the movie with the girl?
Band camp.
Band camp.
You know, once at band camp.
You know, one time at dance camp, I stuck a trombone up my ass. You know,
Despite all of that, Britney Spears is still a POA. But God,
but it's the machine. It's the PR machine, and it's Oprah's PR machine and Britney's PR machine, and it's just kind of... I find the whole thing to be a little insincere.
The only thing that I really got out of that is their nicknames for each other, Britney and Justin, Pinky and Stinky.
She's Pinky, he's Stinky. And, of course, no need to really ask why... I mean, I didn't see the show. Did she ever ask why they gave each other the nicknames?
Never asked.
I have a theory on Pinky.
I have a theory on Stinky. And, you know, I think they're related.
So do I.
I think when fingers meet Pinky, they get Stinky.
Can I break in for a second?
Yes, Joe.
She mentioned that, I guess, her name is Pinky because he gave her a pinky ring.
Yeah, she did say that on the tape.
And well, why is his name Stinky?
One can only imagine.
Yeah, she just said...
Because he S'd the bed.
She said, for some reason.
For some reason.
Yeah. He got S all over the bed.
Because he's caught... You think they're going to delete that out?
No. Justin's got total incontinence.
I don't think that's the reason that he's Stinky.
Oh, Justin, look, you did it again. I'm tired.
That's uncommon in a 15-year-old.
He's Stinky because he's got the old fish finger. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
I think the pinky ring is a made-up...
Sure. Of course it is.
A made-up reason for the nickname.
I bet that those
Stinky
two,
and Pinky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those two. He's got the Dirty Sanchez happening.
You know,
Justin had a pinky ring.
Let's figure for a second, like what she said, that in fact, technically, she is still a virgin.
Well,
they hole up in hotel rooms for weeks, mm-hmm. So I don't doubt that if they have this kind of skewed version of, you know, what they want to do sexually, that they probably have the little nicknames, and it's like, does Stinky want to see Pinky?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Left 69. You got to know that's going on all the time.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't they say anything but?
Yeah, anything but actual penetration.
Ba, 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 ba.
Ba, 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 ba.
That is the taste of a new generation.
You are so stinky. I know, Pinky.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Day 12.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
You guys need to isolate that, play that back, that when Britney Spears was talking to Oprah, she said she'll come at the very end.
Oh, did she say that, really?
Oh, man, play it back.
He wants to hear that again.
All right, thank you, my friend. Right. Pick up on that.
Really, I didn't either, and this caller indicates it's something special.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Wow.
Well, that's the story of Stinky and Pinky.
Stinky and Pinky. Come on.
She's still the hottest. She's the hottest POA out there. And I was.
You know, she's definitely
morning,
up there.
Even on Yahoo. If you go to Yahoo now, she's such a whore for Pepsi that when you go to Yahoo, you get the Pepsi logo jumps out at you and Britney, and you click on it and you get to see the video from the commercial.
Very good.
So I sat there for about an hour today just replaying that over and over again.
And the story continues that she prefers Coca-Cola in real life and does the endorsements for Pepsi.
And Lisa, are you the cat who keeps writing Southern white trash on the screen? What is your problem with Britney?
Where is she from?
Well, are you giving me the finger or are you giving Britney the finger?
Where is she from?
She's from, Tallahassee or something like that, or it's some backwards town. Come here. Well, why do you hate Britney? I mean, Lisa's written on the screen constantly, Southern white trash.
Not constantly. It's just been up there the whole time.
That's what I mean. That's constant. It's been there the whole time.
Yeah, well, because I was doing other things and didn't take the time to erase it.
Southern white trash. Okay, tell me something. Why do you hate Britney?
Isn't it obvious?
Why? No, why?
She just annoys me.
Why? Because she's hot?
I don't think she's hot. I think she has a hot body. I think her face is ugly. Yeah. What's your point? Yeah.
Quit
throwing stuff at me.
She's hot.
It's a problem.
She's so hot. Come on, admit it. You're just a little jealous of that. Okay. Listen, you're a handsome woman. We've told you that before.
Sure.
I do not think Britney is the hottie that you think she is, though. I think she's about 5 years away from those thighs exploding.
Well, then right now, but right now, they're perfect.
Really?
She's
no Brooke Burke as far as her body.
Oh, I got news for you.
Her body is not as good as many like bathing suit kind of model hot women.
You got the wood for that girl on E. I'm telling you that I'm going to have Britney 10 spots above that girl on E.
See, Brittany
on my list.
Brittany to me looks a little dumpy.
Do you think she's on the Delta? Agreed. Do you see her on the Delta Burke Highway? Like that bad?
No.
No, but I see her on the Sally Struthers Highway.
Wow. Oh, God. You guys are all effed up in the head.
No, she is definitely
so effed
fighting
up in
the battle. I think when she comes out in those little outfits.
More cushion for the pushing,
She doesn't have a gap.
I don't want one of them anorexic.
She doesn't have a gap.
I don't want one of them.
You got to always go for the gap. The gap should be 3 to 4 fingers.
Nice, she's a virgin.
Nice gap.
I don't want one of them anorexic.
Do you know what the gap is I'm talking
broads
about?
Like Christina Aguilera.
What I am talking about the gap is where a woman's thighs meet. And where her privacy is, there should be a significant gap. And I'm saying Britney Spears is always working to fight that gap.
Fighting the gap.
She's fighting the gap because she's got little elephant legs.
How big is your gap? Seriously, Lisa, measure yourself. How big is your gap?
I'm not so young anymore. When I was in college and I was working out 3 hours every day for soccer, I had a gap.
The gap is extraordinarily hard.
The perfect legs are supposed to touch in three places, a little bit at the top, your knees, and your calves.
Agreed.
Piece of ass. That's all I can say. She's a major piece
what
of ass.
You know something? What I'm saying is...
You call her white trash because you're jealous.
You watch, like, once she stops performing and starts doing the movie thing, she will go from being, like, the hot lead to a second-tier character actor.
That's fine. I would still F her with your D.
You like Brooke Burke, though, don't you?
Not as much as Britney Spears.
Wow. Well, also, Brooke Burke has a little maturity to it.
She's a woman, you know.
I know, that's part of the thing with Britney. Britney's a child.
She's
not literally a child, but she's a...
That disturbs me.
She's a young woman.
Very young.
She's a young woman.
She's also that pop icon. You know, the kids from Saved by the Bell had it going on more than Britney.
No, and I'm going to have other of the teenagers are going to be on my list.
Right.
I'm going to have Jessica Simpson on my list. I'm going to have Mandy Moore.
Jessica Simpson was great. Jessica Simpson also has hit the scalloped potatoes too much, and I know this. I can speak with authority on this because I am a fat man.
Yes, a loaded baked potato.
Did you see that special when she was overseas, Jessica Simpson? She had the camouflage pants on with her stomach hanging over it.
Guys, Jesus, you sound like a bunch of homos.
No, what I am saying to you is, if you want to go to the E! Network and see some of these programs they have with these women who have absolutely
horse.
No flaws. No, they're not necessarily
horse. I'll take a woman with a flaw. I don't care if a woman's got a little kangaroo pouch on her.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is, if we're rating, you know, we're putting the list together, there are women out there that are just, you know, like Brooke Burke.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Well, you just got the wood for Brooke.
She has an absolutely sculpted body with the most exotic face in the world.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Listen, I think Lisa's doing it again. Okay, I think she wants to do Britney. She's doing the same thing she did by Scott Farrell.
So you think that Lisa...
I am the guy who gave her hell by Scott, and I'm going to give her hell again for Britney.
You think she has the hots for Britney?
Listen to her.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you.
She so wants to do her.
Interesting.
She wants to have a lesbian relationship with Britney Spears.
Why not? Listen, I'm sure she's thought about it before.
Have you, Lisa?
And this would be somebody to actually do it with.
Okay, thank you. See you later.
Bye
bye. We got a break. All right. You know, when we come back, I don't know.
I love talking about this, I'll tell you that.
Maybe we will start rating the women when we come back.
I think
that's
it's
been
time.
Something we haven't done for a long time. Yeah. But we got our Michael and Juanita thing today.
I think it's time.
We got the dialing for transvestites today. And what is this, Johnny? Tiffany's posing for Playboy? You mean the Tiffany that we drove a bus through that time? When is Tiffany going to be in Playboy?
I think in the next month or two.
Really?
Oh, no, that I'd like to see.
I think,
Johnny. You know, one of the nicest things about coming to New York is this gentleman right here.
Unfortunately, 12 years too late, but better late than never, I think.
At the highlight of her
12
career.
12 might be giving her all the best.
Look at Johnny's face. He's a Tiffany fan. Look at his face.
Couldn't be happier.
At the highlight of Tiffany's career, when me and Mike had to play those stupid records every 40 minutes, what we did was we got a picture of Tiffany that was bigger than the walls in the studio.
It was a great show.
And we got a Greyhound bus, and we drove the bus through the picture of Tiffany.
You were the wheel man. It was a special moment.
Tiffany Darwish. Was that her
name? Yes, that's correct.
Tiffany Darwish.
Oh, and let's not forget, incidentally, if we're analyzing Lisa and her whole love of Britney thing,
yes,
that Lisa, you might remember, for Halloween, was Britney Spears.
Oh!
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Remember, Intelligent Nick was Justin. Remember
right.
that?
Right.
You got that?
Trick okay. or treat. Here's a restraining order.
Okay. Thanks. We got a break. I guess we'll start with the girls, and we'll figure out where to go after that. Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting. I like men like that. Men who give me pleasure. He gave me a lot of pleasure.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. Booger Breakfast Show, that's on Thursday. Giving away $1,000. We talked about that plenty. Come see your fighting gutter balls.
Go Balls!
It's our first ever celebrity match. Tomorrow night, your gutter balls will be bowling the cast of our favorite soap opera, One Life to Live.
So if you'd like to see some soap stars, come out and join us.
We'll be at the Bulmore Lanes in Manhattan. The magic starts at 8 o'clock. You go to www.bulmore.com.
Providing more comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We still have Michael and Juanita today, but we're going to start rating the women. We've talked about this now. Listen, there are a lot of things that disc jockeys claim that they were the first to do,
right?
And I want to tell you, seriously, there's not a lot that we can claim that we were the first to do on this show. Some of our bits are original. Some of them were stolen from other shows.
Right.
But one thing that we did before anybody, any magazine, any disc jockey ever came up with it...
Way back when...
...was the thought of actually taking women... like they are pieces of meat, and rating them based not on their personality,
no,
not on their IQ, not on their intellect,
right?
Simply rating them on a physical basis.
However, sometimes tiebreakers were involved in personality traits.
Yes, that's right.
And the
right.
way we felt about them as a person.
Now, since we started this, I think our first list was maybe 6 or 7 years ago, where we'd actually would break it down. I mean, the last time we did the list, we had 130. 13 girls on our list.
That's a huge list.
The deal is, I'd like to give a big F you to Maxim magazine.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. About 3 years ago, they called us up and they said, wow, we hear this thing that you guys are really rating women. That's
like you give them numbers and everything.
It's maybe the most sexist thing we've ever heard. It's a fantastic idea.
It's perfect for Maxim magazine.
Right. Send us your list, and what we're going to do is publish your list in the magazine.
Right.
So we sent them the list, and they wanted a picture of us.
Right.
And we actually had a couple of gay male models come in.
They, well, I don't know if they were gay, but they looked gay. They were like pretty boys that came down here, and because they really didn't know what we looked like. So we had two guys pretend they were us.
Take their shirts off and get their pictures taken.
One of them had an earring or something.
One of the pictures was playing leapfrog.
No, piggyback. It could not have been any gayer, but it was funny.
So we sent the list to Maxim along with the fake picture of us.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they're saying, yeah, okay, it's going to be in the August issue. No problem. Mm-hmm. The August issue of Maxim comes out, and guess what it is? Maxim magazine rates the 100 hottest women in the world.
And right. Nowhere to be found were our pictures or us or anything about
or our list. No, they just took our idea and ran with it. Now, since they've done it, you've got FHM that rates women.
Right.
You have Stuff magazine that rates women. Mm-hmm. You have Penthouse. You have Playboy. I'm telling you, swear to Christ, this is an idea that was born on this show.
That's absolutely. Right.
And since it became so pedestrian and all the magazines were doing it, we dropped it.
Right.
We haven't done it for a couple of years. I mean, I think the last time we did it, back in 1999, we actually had the list printed up, and we sent it out to people who sent us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We had a large version.
Yeah, you could keep it on your refrigerator.
And we also had the small version.
Carrying with you in your wallet.
That you could laminate and carry with you at all times.
For bar arguments, fantastic.
Now, I'm telling you, as I look at this list...
It's old, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is so.
It's tired.
Freaking old.
It's amazing. In the world of high-powered, beautiful women, things change quickly.
They do.
The women who we considered hot
as late as 3 years ago.
Like Katharine Hepburn.
Many of them many of them have fallen off the chart.
Jessica Tandy can no longer be on the list.
All right, let me tell you, as we start.
Janet Reno just fell.
And I'm going to throw out some new names.
Gene Stapleton.
I'm going to throw out some new names.
Doris Roberts.
For instance, as we rate women, Rob, now the white one is the combined?
I need to look at them. Hold on.
All right, because now you have, do you have any more recent lists that we can use as a guide?
Yes.
Like
I have,
with maybe pictures or
yes,
something like
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Because we, you know, I
do.
The last time we did this,
I've
we
done
actually,
the work.
We needed help.
Okay, now this is the yellow sheets go together. This, because you're in bold, this is your orderation of how you rated them.
All right, and that's Mike's orderation.
Mike.
Okay.
And this is the white one is...
The combination?
Yeah, and I'm not sure what this is.
I think now, the way we did it, if I remember correctly, the way we did it the last time was we would mention the woman, and then we would give her a number.
Simply give her a number.
Right. And then the list ends up the way it ends up. Without necessarily putting in a particular priority.
And then there was a Don list, there was a Mike list,
and then there was a combined list.
The combined list.
That we both agreed would be the definitive list.
Right, that each of us would have an opinion on a woman, and we agreed that when you combine the two numbers together, that's the formula for rating women.
That's the list.
Okay.
to show
you how old this list is.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The 26th hottest woman in the world, the last time we did this?
Yeah.
Was Christine, our intern. you know what? She still might make the top 50.
From what Charlie Broyhill tells me, she would.
He would know.
She should send a picture.
So having told you all of that, I will tell you that last time around, here were the top 10 for each of us. Number 10 for me was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Hey, good choice. She'd still be up there.
Number 10 for Mike was Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 for me was Kelly Preston.
Good choice.
Number 9 for Mike was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 for me was Daisy Fuentes. Number 8 for you was Rebecca Romaine Stamos. Number 7 for me was Jennifer Lopez. Number 7 for you was Heidi Klum. Number 6 for me was Shania Twain. Number 6 for you was Jennifer Love Hewitt. Number 5 for me was Elizabeth.
That one embarrasses me. Wow.
Elizabeth Hurley, number 5 for me. Shania Twain, number 5 for you. Number 4 for me, Helen Hunt. That's a private thing. I'm sorry, I still got the hots for her. Number 4 for you was Denise Richards.
Hey, all right, I stand by that one.
Number 3, this is the biggest sign that I am mentally ill. Anne Heche.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Hello. I had a thing for her.
You did.
Number 3 for Mike was Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
Number 2 for me, Jennifer Aniston. Number 2 for Mike, Kathy Ireland.
Yeah, baby.
And because we were both in prime ass-kissing mode,
right,
we voted our friend Leah Remini as the hottest woman on the planet. Now,
my God, have times changed. There are so many new women.
Your current, whatever it is, marital status, notwithstanding, the policy that we've always had, that I will continue to live with, is that in my heart, my wife is the number one woman on this list, so I'm voting without including my wife on the list of the most.
And you know, women. I will say, even with my tragic situation, I feel the same way.
So,
that's very nice.
Having said that, I have done some thinking about who I might put on the list, and I got some names I'm going to throw out, and then we can actually
give them a number
and start re-rating. I'm just telling you, as I'm thinking about who might be in my top 10, Brittany is definitely going to be in the top 3. I'm afraid that Jennifer Aniston, again, for me, is going to be in the top 3.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance Elizabeth Hurley might be my number one choice this time.
Wow.
I really got it for her.
I like her.
But also high on my list, and I've actually written some notes, I would still have Helen Hunt in the top 10.
Right.
Wow.
I might have Kate Hudson way up there this time.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez would still be there for me. I might put...
Dave Foley?
Dave Foley, Cynthia Nixon will not be on the list.
Right.
I've come around on that. Kelly Ripa might make my top 20 this year.
She's pretty.
Yeah, very pretty.
Jillian Barbary from Fox NFL Sunday will definitely make my top 20 this year. Mike, here's some other names that we should think about. Nikki Cox. You might want to think about Jewel. You might want to think about the girl who plays Meadow Soprano.
Jamie Lynn.
I'm just saying you might want to think about
No, I don't have to think about her.
Okay, you might want to think about Mandy Moore, the pop singer.
Uh-huh.
You might want to think about Jill Arrington from CBS.
Mm.
You might want to think about Nellie Furtado. You might want to think about Jerry Ryan, who is 6 of 9.
Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe in your world. Kate Hudson, as I mentioned. Hmm. Tara Reid. Now listen, take a look. There's a picture.
Yeah.
What's not to like about Tara Reid, huh?
Yeah, well, a lot of airbrushing.
Okay. Here's what I don't get.
See, that's a good magazine to have.
Shirley Manson from Garbage. I mean, I love the band Garbage.
Is there a picture?
47. Yeah,
she looks crabby all the time.
There she is right there. That's Shirley Manson. I mean, I love the band, but
no.
You know, that's a face you want to S on. You don't want to.
Wow.
You want to go number two on that face, no number one.
And a contest is born.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Ashley Banfield.
Yeah, you'd have to put her. Jessica Simpson.
Either of the Greta Van Susters.
Kristen Davis. As a matter of fact, all the Sex and the City girls would have to be eligible for this contest.
Winona Ryder.
Rose McGowan. You'd have to have her. Mike, your girl, although there's no freaking way she'd make my list, Pink, you'd have to include her.
Well,
maybe.
No, I like the music. I'm not sure whether Pink would be in my, you know, high up on my list.
Now, here's a name that you're not going to recognize, but I know you're going to know when I show you the picture.
Okay.
Dre D'Amato.
Oh, yeah.
Dre D'Amato is...
Drea
is Christopher's girlfriend on The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, I see her.
Is it Drea?
Yes.
Yeah.
Drea.
Okay, she's one we'll want to consider.
And
okay.
You didn't like her, though. You didn't like her at all.
I'm just saying we'll want to consider her.
I like saying that both times that I've met her, she's very pretty.
Now you've got your standbys. And of course, you got Pamela Anderson, who may or may not be on the list.
Not mine.
No. You have Selma Hayek.
Still up there.
Yeah.
Kristen Dunst. She's not bad. You mentioned Gwen Stefani, Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman. They would all have to be considered. Leah Remini, of course. All the girls from Friends are always considered.
Sure. That girl from Ed.
Don't know. Oh, the one that was
the blonde girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Halle Berry would have to be on the list.
Oh, I forgot about Halle Berry. She's going to be way up on my list.
Christina Aguilera, although, as I mentioned, she's too skinny for me.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Love Hewitt might still be there. Mike Brooke Burke. Your girl?
Is there a picture of Brooke Burke in there?
Sure is.
Oh,
in a red, white, and blue bikini.
I mean, just for a second, can I get a close look, please? Just a little close look.
Pass it over. You know, you can take it home with you if you like. Just bring it back, not all sticky and stuff.
I won't, but this is helpful for me.
Okay, pass it over.
Very helpful.
Pass it over, please, so
look
I can
at that.
Continue to read.
Look at, just take a look.
I don't have to agree with, she's a handsome woman. She's not gonna
how
be,
can you even compare that woman to Britney Spears?
She is so turbo.
There's Britney right there. I'm telling you.
It's a good picture of Britney.
I do Britney before I do her.
It's a good picture of Britney.
Then you have Jamie Presley. We should consider Jamie Presley.
Can I see a picture of Jamie? I see. I need to look at these women to get an idea.
That's Jamie Presley right there.
What has she been in?
Who cares?
Very little in that picture.
I don't know. Poison Ivy sequel. Angelina Jolie, like it or not, we're going to have to think about her.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Alba, the girl from Dark Angel.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to consider her on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Alyssa Milano has to be considered.
Oh, she'll be on my list.
Heather Graham must be considered a player. Listen, I'm just throwing out the biggest
names. I know. I'm just saying that, you know, it doesn't do it for me.
Cameron Diaz has to be considered.
She does do it for me.
Lucy Liu has to be considered.
She does it for me also.
J-Lo, again, still has to be considered. Britney has to be considered. There are so many women to think about. And these are not even... Jessica Biel has to be considered.
You know, you're reading all these names and you're giving your...
Natasha, the girl from Species. Natasha Hendrich, is that the girl's name?
I think so. You're reading the list and you're reading the names. And the way we did this the last time was you just started diving in and we started giving them numbers. That's how we did it.
All right, then let's begin. Rob, get a pencil and paper.
Because, you know, we don't do it. The way we did, if I remember correctly, the way we did it last time, we gave these girls numbers and the list kind of took care of itself. Mm-hmm. All right, then let's start. And you would, you know, sometimes you go, man, I should have given her a high
number. And folks, guys, listen, as we are going through this list, if we are forgetting a woman, call us up and tell us.
Good idea.
But wait until we're done, because there might be the woman might be coming up later on the list.
And I think one of the keys when we're doing this is you don't take the plunge too quickly.
Julie Bowen is the name you're looking for, the lady on Ed.
Ah,
Julie I know that a lot of people will call it that, so hold on.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Let's start then.
I'm going to tell you right now. I am going to.
Who do you want to start with?
I'm going to give. I'm already thinking about who's my number one, and I'm going to work my way down from number one. I'm going to give my highest grade to begin with.
You want to start with Britney Spears?
I see. This is the debate I'm having in my mind.
We can be done anyway, but I mean, what I'm saying is the way we did it, we just went through a list of women.
Let's start with Britney Spears.
All right,
Britney Spears, I will give a 9.6. 9.6. Everybody got that? Robbie, you got that? 9.6. Mike, what do you give Britney Spears?
I'm not doing this just because I want to argue with you. I'm not doing this because I want to. But, you know, our combined list, this is going to affect her, obviously. I'm going to give Britney Spears a 6.5.
All right. You want to pick the next girl?
Why don't we go with somebody that we both like? Let's go with that lady you mentioned before, Jamie Presley.
Jamie Presley. All right. Jamie Presley, I give her a 7.0.
Strong.
That is strong.
7. I rate her a 7.
Got a picture of her there?
Here you go, right here. Take yourself out. Jamie Presley. I give her a 7.
Whew.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her an 8.5.
Okay. 8.5.
There you go.
All right, next woman. Let's go with Old Faithful. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Robbie, what did I give, what's her name?
You gave Jamie Presley a 7.0.
What? No, the other one.
Brittany. A 9.6.
9.6. Jennifer Aniston still does it to me. 9.5. 9.5 for Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
I got just three or four women I'm going to score in the nines. Mike?
7.5.
Okay. Mike, pick the next woman.
Let's go with Jillian Barbary.
Good choice. Jillian Barbary? 7.2. Keeping in mind, a 10 is perfect.
Yeah. 7.2. Unattainable.
7.2.
I'm going to give Jillian Barbary a 7.6.
Lower than I thought.
All right, I'll go next. I'm going to give out my only 10.
Wow.
Brittany ain't going to be number one this year. I'm going to go with Elizabeth Hurley as my 10.
Like her.
And you don't have to give a 10. You don't have to. But I'm just saying, if I had to pick one woman, besides my beautiful wife, who I would choose as my FB forever,
yes,
that's it. Right now, the way I feel right now, it's Elizabeth Hurley. That's a 10.
Surprises me.
Mike.
Are you the father?
I'm going to give Elizabeth Hurley a 7.1.
Okay. You want to pick one? We got to go to a break. You want to pick the next one?
Let's go to my lady, Brooke Burke.
My lady.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give Brooke Burke a 9.7.
All right, and much like you said with Brittany, I'm not doing this to F up your number, because you'll have your own list and I'll have my own list. I'll give her a 6.9.
Well, so far so good, and you know, right now, difficult to predict what the sequencing is going to be on the list.
Okay.
But we're really diving in and making good headway.
So let's break as we start to rate the women. The women for the year 2002.
Right.
And Rob, with his gigantic brain, what we'll do eventually when we're done with this, we'll come up with my list, Mike's list, and then what will be the combined list that we both agree on.
Very good.
Is the definitive standard for beautiful women for the year 2002.
And that list usually shakes out to be pretty strong.
Would you like to know who's winning right now?
Who?
Yeah. Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
With a combined score of 18 and an average of 9.
All right. Mm-hmm. We will be right back. A break, Joe. Break.
Right. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
A most excellent program, The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's how you can call us. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3630. WJFK 202-432-1067. And here in New York, you're listening on WNEW 877-692-1027. People love busted balls. Chris.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Don. How could you pick Elizabeth Hurley as your 10?
That's
ridiculous. She's damaged goods. She's going transatlantic flights two or three times a week going, nobody wants me, and you're giving her a 10.
Listen, it's totally subjective. I urge you to rent the movie Bedazzled.
She is good.
She's all right. You like this stuff, Celebrity Skin. You ever see that magazine?
Sure. Yeah.
It's a great publication.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got a long lens on her, and she's like waking up or something. She's like a normal person.
All these broads, I guarantee all these broads
are ready. Yeah, you take away the airbrushing, you take away the makeup. You got
them first thing in the morning. They all look, basically.
I'll tell you right now that
they're all sacks of water.
That Jamie Presley might be okay without makeup.
All right, thank you.
And Brooke Burke. Wait.
And what about Brooke Burke?
What are you, jealous that she's doing that Wild On like E? She goes all over the world in these beautiful locations, and you give her, what, a 6?
No, wait a minute.
No, I gave her a 6.9. I don't think she's that hot.
I gave her a 9.7.
I don't think she's that hot. I think her face is kind of funky looking.
I think you're jealous.
What am I jealous of? I love this when guys call. It's my list.
It's subjective.
It's my opinion. Right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
Make your own list.
Bye. Toodaloo, ass. let's continue to rate women.
Keep that magazine handy because this is so new.
Mike, I've got the magazine and I've got my own lists. I've done extensive research here.
Years of preparation.
I'm going to throw out a tough one for you right now. Here is a tough one.
I, of course, have done no homework.
And, all the homework you need to do is simply coming up with the opinion.
I understand.
And we did get a good piece of advice on the instant feedback at WNEW.com that we always start high. I mean, that's not a reference to Buzz.
I'll tell you that
we always rate high.
I am surprised, and it's not because of Elizabeth Hurley, because I know the movie you're talking about, and the movie I saw, she looks phenomenal. And I'm surprised you threw out a 10 already, no matter who woman is.
I knew that she was going to be it for me.
She's not the perfect woman, though.
In my world, she is.
You think she's perfect?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I think Elizabeth Hurley is. And
the
last time we rated women, she was way up there for me as well. I mean, I had her at a number 5 the last time we rated women. I said,
what did you give her last time?
An 8.6.
It's an amazing that the years can go by and a woman can improve in your eyes, but it's the movie Bedazzled that did it.
Like fine wine.
Perhaps let me say that I'm not alone in thinking that a woman can get better looking in 3 years, that she doesn't necessarily have to fall apart in 3 years.
A little underlying meaning there, ass.
No, listen, no, ass. Okay. No, No. I'm talking strictly about the
list. Like your veiled reference there, thank you very much.
Well, I don't like you saying to me the fact that Elizabeth Hurley because
that's you.
No. What you're saying is because it's 3 years later, she couldn't be as hot.
All right. No, I'm just saying
she could be as hot 3 years later.
I am surprised that you have thrown out a 10 to any woman.
Hotter 3 years later.
Okay.
Watch the movie Bedazzled.
All right.
Watch her when she's. I'm not talking anything about you.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm standing by my conviction. You watch her in the red dress in the movie Bedazzled when she gets out of the car with that doofus Brendan Fraser, and you tell me that is not the finest piece of grade A ass you've ever seen in your life. For me, it is.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Here's a tough one. Don't take it so personal. I mean, there was nothing personal implied there.
It was very close. It was walking that tightrope a little bit.
It's how you were interpreting it. It was not how I was tossing it out.
Okay, all right. I'll accept that.
I'm going to give you a tough one now. Leah Remini. Wow. Leah Remini.
That is tough. You know, we've had our ups and downs with Ms. Remini over the years.
She looks good and stuff.
She looks better, in my opinion, than she has ever looked before, and when you see that magazine,
uh-huh. yeah,
And I will tell you...
Who's going first? That's the question.
I will tell you, as you talk about throwing out a 10...
Yeah.
The last time we rated women...
Right.
You rated Leah Remini a perfect 10.
Yeah. You know why I did that,
though. I know, but I'm just saying it's been done before.
And I will do that again.
She will never find out about this list.
What do you mean she will never find out about this? We always talk about this list.
I promise. Listen, I will not rat you out for not voting her a 10.
You swear to God?
I swear to God on my child's life. I will not rat you out.
All right, I'll give
you know why?
You want me to go first then?
Because I ain't giving her a 10 either.
You want me to go first then?
Go ahead.
I'm going to give her a 5.3.
Oh, wow.
That'll tell.
Hey, I'm sorry.
No, I won't. You know what? No, okay. I won't. No, I won't.
Now, here's the rule. This never gets to her.
Okay.
I won't tell.
This never gets to her. That's my rating.
I won't tell. And you know why I won't tell? I promise I won't tell because you thought I was doing that other thing with you about Elizabeth Hurley, and I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't going
there. I believe you. I believe you.
I will give Leah Remini
a 10. Kidding, of course.
You know, I need to see what I've given the other women, Rob.
All right.
No. I just want to make sure that I...
Here's the first call.
What I'm also doing...
I'm going to give Leah a 6.7.
Okay. You know, wait a minute. I've given Leah my lowest grade.
Mike, look at the big picture. You can reevaluate at the end if you like. I think we're both being honest about that.
Where would you, on the last list, who, give me someone else who got like a 5.3 or a 6.7. I'm just curious.
Rob, you're not helping.
Rob, shut up.
What would it be? Would
all
it
right,
be?
Hold on. On the last list, a 5.3 was Vanessa Williams.
Okay.
Oh, that's good company.
All right, fine.
It's fine.
Heather Locklear.
Fine, nice. Fine. All right, then I stand by that.
All right. You want to throw out the next name, or you want me to just...
You go ahead, because you got all the ladies in front of you.
All right, I'm going to toss out another one. Here we go. How about Nicole Kidman? And I'll go first on this.
Okay.
I'll tell you something. This broad, I think she's getting to be a better actress, but she does not do it for me physically. She does not. She is a 5. That's a 5.
Lowest score on the board.
For Nicole Kidman. Mike.
I will give her an 8.4.
Next woman. Better fly through these babies now. Here we go. How about Shannon Elizabeth?
Oh, she is hot.
The girl that
she
got
in there?
The girl that got naked in it? No, but she's the girl who took her clothes off in American Pie. I don't have a picture of her. I got to give her a 7.3.
Man, I don't know. God, I don't even know. I really don't even know who we're
talking
about.
Cute face, big jugs.
I gotta pass for now. I have to pass for now simply because I've got to see a picture of her.
Also,
Buzz, if you can get her up on the internet, that'd be cool.
There was an award show about a year ago when all the girls from American Pie were up there.
No, I do not. So if Buzz can garner a picture, then I can come back, but let's come back to that one.
All right. Here is our next girl. Mike, go first, please, on Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, Don, I know you were mentioning some women do get better with age. Some people move forward. And Michelle Pfeiffer, I can't give her... What did I give her the last time around?
Michelle Pfeiffer?
It's a very high grade, if I remember correctly.
7.3.
I'm going to give Michelle Pfeiffer a 5.2.
I'll see that 5.2, and I'll lower that to a 3.9.
3.9. I believe we can concur that it is... Wall time.
Check out the movie with Harrison Ford where she sees the ghosts.
Just a little little long in the tooth.
All right.
She's been around for a long time.
I am Sam.
She has.
Her most recent offering.
All right, let me throw out a new one to you. Goldie Hawn's daughter, Kate Hudson.
This is going to surprise a lot of people.
I'm going to take the lead on this one. Kate Hudson, I'm going to go 7.9.
For me, Kate Hudson, I will give a 4.
A flat 4?
Flat 4.
Killer.
Absolutely, I mean, nothing.
Okay. Me. All right. Let me pick an interesting one here. Hold on just a second. Here you go. How about Nelly Furtado? So many guys think she's a piece of ass. Nelly Furtado. I think she stinks like yesterday's garbage.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I really do.
I will give Nelly Furtado a 6.2.
Nelly Furtado? Look at that horse face.
Can I see her again, just to make sure I get the right?
That's Nelly Furtado. You've seen the video.
Yeah.
Nelly Furtado. Hello 2.9. She does nothing for me. But you're still looking for that picture for Mike of Shannon and Elizabeth?
Yes, I am.
Is that her? All right.
Yeah, that's her.
What do you think, Mike?
It's a crap picture.
Yeah, it is. And naturally, you have to have the flash player that's not installed on this computer.
All right, we'll come back to it. You know, I'm sure we're not going to be done with the list today, for goodness sakes. All right, let's...
How about Portia de Rossi?
Who the hell's that?
From Ally McBeal?
Yeah. Blonde. Yeah. She does hair commercials now, too.
Again, I need a picture. Okay. I don't know who that is. Here's what we both know. Angelina Jolie.
Okay. You want
Mike
to go first?
Sure.
Angelina Jolie...
Guys, don't worry about the pictures.
I would give a 3.8.
We'll come up with the pictures later for the holes that we need to fill, so to speak.
3.8 for Angelina Jolie.
You know what? I'm going to... This is one of the... keep in mind now, when Mike and I agree, there can be no argument from you, the listeners.
Right.
Okay? When we both agree and you hear that sound, that means we are correct.
Yes.
3.8. I'll match you on that 3.8.
3.8. We both, you know, it's the overall look, and it is also the Billy Bob factor.
Set it in stone.
Undisputable.
Thank you.
All right. My turn. My turn. Yay. Do I want to go with someone very hot or someone medium? Okay. I'm going to go hot. I'm going to go J-Lo time. Jennifer Lopez time. Jennifer Lopez, I'm going to give a solid 7.6. She still does it for me, even with that big ass. 7.6 for J-Lo. I'd do her in a second. Mike.
Jennifer Lopez, I go back to the movie The Cell, where I thought she was so just unbelievably sexy. And that's what I think she's got going on. I'm going to give her a 7.8.
All right, I got another one for you.
Very strong.
This one I know we're going to be clashing on. We always do. Julia Roberts. Mike, go ahead.
My last time around, I know Julia Roberts was one of my highest rated women, and although she has maintained her wonderful looks, and she's a great actress, and I think she's got it going on, I'm going to give her a 6.5. Because I think she's fallen out of my top hotties.
I'm afraid that platypus mouth and nose she has... Well, Buzz, you find the picture?
I finally got a Shannon Elizabeth for Mike here, and it's a good picture.
Let's give Shannon Elizabeth a 7.8.
Huh. Very nice. You must have found a good picture, Buzz.
I did indeed.
Who are we? Oh, Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts, I gave her a 6.5.
4.3.
Ooh.
4.3.
It's going to knock her way down the list.
She does nothing for me. All right, let's go Halle Berry. And I'll go first on Halle Berry. Halle Berry is a solid... Especially now that since I've seen her topless in the John Travolta movie, she is a solid 7.2.
I am going to give Halle Berry a 9.4.
Very high ranking for Halle Berry. For
I
you.
Love Halle Berry.
Okay. Let me go through. I got a list. I got a magazine here. Let me find... all right. I know a lot of guys want to know about this one. Let's go with this. Pam Anderson.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to tell you guys, and I know all you guys are going to call me and tell me I'm full of S. I'm telling you, she has the mannequin face, the big ventriloquist dummy face like Lonnie Anderson used to have. And she's so tattooed up, and she's so full of Kid Rock's DNA, and what's his name? The Rocker Tommy Lee's
Rocker
DNA.
Rocker Tommy Lee, yeah.
And she down there, she got to look like a piece of bad roast beef. You know, in her gap.
Gash.
I'm going to... Her gaish.
Right.
I'm going to give Pam Anderson a 4. A 4 for Pam Anderson.
Write it down. Mark it. I give her the same grade. Definitive grade.
That
I
means...
Like to lock it in.
That means we're perfect on that one.
Right.
You can't argue with us on that
She's
one.
A 4, and I think it's... I think we're both more than fair.
All right. Let's go, Mike, to... Next, let's go to, just for you, let's go to Pink.
Pink.
Let's go to singer Pink, who has that annoying song.
Okay, Pink, really, I love the song, I love the album, I like her music, I like her personality, but I think Pink, I'd give a 3.
I got to give Pink a 2.5. That Greg, that girl should wear a dog collar.
We have a new leader.
Who's the new leader?
Pink.
I don't have a problem with that.
At the bottom.
Oh, at the bottom. Okay.
I do not have a problem with that.
All right, let's pick. I got somebody.
You want to put Gwen Stefani in there since we're doing.
Sure.
Wait, is that a picture of Pink you just sent
us? Yeah, a horrible, horrible picture. All right, let's go with. Buzz, don't distract Mike, please. Right. Let him vote. Just right. Let him vote. Buzz, you just sit there and do what you normally do during the show. Gwen Stefani. You want to I took the lead last time. Go ahead.
Gwen Stefani, 5.5.
Gwen Stefani, 3.5. I'm sorry. That's another dog. All right, how about Zeta Jones? Catherine Zeta Jones.
Even with Michael Douglas's DNA involved, even with the child, even with the time that has passed, I saw a picture of her, I think, in the New York Post today. She, I think, is the new Elizabeth Arden spokesperson.
Something like that.
She is an 8.5. She is absolutely gorgeous, and her looks have not left her.
7.7. 7.7 is what I give Zeta. Zeta Jones.
Zeta Jones.
All right, now once again, I realize I'm open to your criticism, but I'm going to rate her high because I still got a thing for Helen Hunt.
Wow.
I still got a thing for Helen Hunt. I urge you to watch that awful Tom Hanks movie where he's Gilligan.
Right.
In the movie where he's Gilligan, when he comes back.
He's Gilligan.
And he goes.
Where he comes back in his red shirt with his sailor's hat.
In that movie, and she's standing outside, and she's got her hair short, and she's just wearing this little nighty, these little shorty pajamas, and
right.
She's in the rain. I'm telling you, Helen Hunt, still, are you listening, Helen? I've been here all these years for you. You stupid bitch, and you've never done anything for me. I stand up for you year after year, and once again, I blindly will stand up for Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt is an 8.
Wow.
8.0. I'm telling you, I love Helen Hunt.
I was waiting for your grade, because we will have a combined list, and I think the charade should be over. I think it's time to really take care of business.
Now,
I want everybody to know.
Rate her honestly. Do not rate her.
I am rating her honestly.
Do not give her a bad grade so that you'll take down her average.
I don't want Helen Hunt on our combined list, okay? I think Helen Hunt.
Rate her honestly, Mike.
I will rate her honestly, and I will give my lowest grade below Pink. With a 1.5 for Helen Hunt.
All right,
wow. So I'm sorry, that's the way I feel.
What you're telling me now is that the entire list is a charade.
No, I'm not.
You're telling me.
No, I'm not.
You're telling me that what you're doing is you are torpedoing my 8.0
I'm not.
With your 1.5.
Wait a minute. I think I gave Julia Roberts, what did I give her, 6.5?
I gave her a 6.5.
And I gave Pink some kind of 3 or something like that.
Pink
Helen Hunt, we're talking about.
You're
long in the tooth. We're talking about the wall was hit years ago.
Let me just say.
The wall was hit during the third season of Mad About You.
Let me just say something.
Bet she hit it with her forehead.
And right now, and Mike, understand where I'm coming from. Nothing with your personal situation. Just let me say. To the women out there listening to us.
Uh-huh.
To you women who might be a couple of years the north of 30. Just know this. I still consider you to be pieces of ass, okay? I can appreciate a cunny that's got a 10,000 miles on it, okay?
Don, I will tell you that in her prime, I never considered Helen Hunt to be one of the beautiful women of the world. I know you liked her, and I know you had.
I still do.
You still do, but, you know, I'm really just doing the same kind. If you look at my attrition on Julia Roberts, and you subtract the same amount of points, you know, if you go back to see what I gave Helen Hunt the first time around, I'd be curious about that.
Helen Hunt, find her here. You gave her a 2.5.
Thank you. Okay, so it's no big
deal. Even then, you were killing me. Let's go to Regis's new whore.
Oh, yes.
And hold on, someone wants to argue with me about, you know, why do you guys, why do you even want to argue with me? Because it's my opinion. Jimmy.
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
I thought I was talking to a man here, but let's see, after this last selection, how do you pick Hunt over Pam Anderson?
Okay, Pam Anderson is a whore with big, fake, clown-like boobs.
I agree.
Her body, you like that, though.
Her body, dumbasses like you do, I guess. Her body is covered with tattoos. She's had more D's inside her and on top of her and in her face and in her head and in her ears. She is a, you know, she is a walking petri dish. She's a mess. Christ, she's a dumb whore.
And that doesn't turn you on.
No. No, the clap doesn't turn me on.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. Come on. What is this? Who's on line four? I hate it when guys want to argue with us about this. Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, Don? What's up, Mike?
Hey.
How on earth could you say that the woman with the world's biggest forehead is an eight? Are you nuts, man? She's disgusting.
Who is the world's biggest?
Pam Anderson, I agree with you. She's a worn-out whore. But there's no effects about Pam Anderson.
Guys,
but Helen Hunt.
Guys.
You know, this is like the last time around. It's always a difficult segment. It's more difficult for you than it is for me.
Because I think Helen Hunt is hot.
Yourself, she's horrible.
Hey, you know what? You know what? A dick.
Go
get your own radio show, and then you can make a list, okay? It's my list. F you. Helen Hunt's an eight. Deal with it.
Exciting.
Deal with it.
What does Helen Hunt's average come out to, Rob? Do you know?
9.5.
No, Rob.
Or average. I'm sorry. Well, I've been doing just combined scores, so to see how it stacks up. That means her average would be a 4.75.
That's all right. Okay, how about Kelly Ripa? Regis's new hoe, Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa, I mean, there's something there. It goes beyond just her looks. Mm-hmm. She's had a kid, and she bounced back like unbelievable. I'll tell you, I just think she's getting better and better, and I'm going to give her a real high 7.9. I think she looks fantastic.
She kind of got the Joker mouth. I think she's cute.
Yeah, she gets better. I have, like, only in the last year, probably even less than that, last 3 months, she's just gotten better. Somebody busting balls again.
Rob, go ahead,
Rob.
How
you guys doing?
Hi.
Helen Hunt was like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons with a wig.
Wow. That's from The Simpsons. Okay. Right, you know what that is? That's more Helen Hunt for me.
There you go.
And less for the rest
you
of
you. You said that the last time around, too.
It's more pudding for me and less for you.
More forehead.
Let me see. Yeah, you're one to talk.
I know, that's true. Okay.
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa? 5.9. She's okay.
That's going to do well on the combined list.
Let's do one more before the break. And I'm going to go way, way down the list, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to, oh, here you go. I'm going to give you a real wild card. How about... Oh, God. There's so many down here that we could...
I want to be on the list.
That would
make you feel good.
Decimal points.
That we could rate. Okay. I know a lot of people think she's a piece of ass. Gwyneth Paltrow. I want to tell you something right now. She's a 1. That's a 1.0. All right, you know what? She's as bad as our New York ratings. A 0.9.
Right. Wow.
For Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm telling you, that chick, she could not...
Thank you for putting it that way, Mr. Geronimo.
She could not get me aroused when I'm coming out of a swimming pool. You know what I mean? When it's all shrunk. She could be standing there naked, and she couldn't do it for me.
She doesn't do it for you.
No.
That's your lowest grade so far.
0.9, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Lowest score on the board right now.
Mike, what do you say?
You give her a flat 5.
Flat being the operative word.
I think you're right.
Flat 5.
But always just a little bit under the surface, a little sexiness.
Okay, let's break. We will rate more women when we come back, and then we're going to have to stop it for today because we want to get to the Michael and Juanita Jordan story.
Very good.
That's our lead story. And Rob, do the math.
Okie doke.
When we come back, tell us,
hey,
who gets a what and where we're standing.
Let's not forget this woman.
Who's that?
The Queen of England.
The Queen Mum.
Oh, no, not the Queen Mum, the Queen. Queen Elizabeth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Son.
Hi.
Hey,
listen, hi.
Mike gave Helen Hunt a 2.5?
No, I gave Helen Hunt a 1.5.
Oh, okay, because I would have gave her a 1.4 head.
1.4 head. Okay.
You know, it's amazing how the hostility comes out about Helen Hunt.
Why is it, guys? It's not like I'm picking some girl who looks like she was in the movie The Mask. You know, that thing with Cher's kid. I mean, I'm picking a woman who, you know, at least give me this. She doesn't eat Alpo. Christ, I got a thing for her. I've always had a thing for her. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. She's hot.
She's not a dog. No, she's not a dog.
Helen, are you listening? As always, I'm the only one standing up here for you.
Mm-hmm.
You old bitch. You never do anything for me.
I think Halle Berry might be at the top of our list after that last go-round.
Got a break? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Yo. Keep laughing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Goddamn right. Listen. Thursday on the show, Booger Breakfast. We'll make radio history with our listeners eating boogers.
Ew!
Start saving them now. You can either come in with a bag of your boogers, or you can eat them live on the air, or you can make a combination of both. The grand prize, $1,000 for the Booger Breakfast Show on Thursday.
Trade them with your friends.
The money that we're giving away is only $1,000 for the booger eating contest. It's courtesy of the Dish Network. The system Mike and I are getting, get Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and status-free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH. All you got to do is show up here at the station in New York, WNEW Thursday, with your boogers.
You'll love their D's and B's. Don and Mike.
And also this timely reminder, join your Don and Mike Fighting Gutterballs, our bowling team, tomorrow night. It's our first ever celebrity match as the Gutterballs take on the cast of One Life to Live.
Go Balls!
The ABC soap opera One Life to Live. We're going to be playing against your favorite stars from that show tomorrow night at Baltimore Lanes in Manhattan.
Hi, Nora.
The Magic starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. For directions, go to www.baltimore.com. It's right in Manhattan. As Matt Stout would say, it's in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah. He's such a tourist.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Matthew.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
Okay, thanks.
My name's Richard. What's up, fellas?
How are you?
You don't have any black women on your list there. It's February, Black History Month.
Now, I know we've rated Halle Berry, and there are other sisters who will be rating.
Absolutely.
Oh, the list is not complete then.
Not by a long shot.
What do you mean? We're not going to be done with the list on today's show.
And do we have a combined rank of Halle Berry, which I think is probably pretty high?
Oh, sure. I have the list right here. Goodbye. See ya. I'll read you what we got right now. Combined, as it stands right now, here's your top five hottest women. And keep in mind that we've only rated, 20-some women, something like that. Number five is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Halle Berry.
Right.
Number three, Brooke Burke. Number two, Jennifer Aniston. Number one, Elizabeth Hurley.
Man, I went too high with the Aniston pick.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's keep rating the women.
You having a good time?
You like to rate the women?
Let's go.
No, I got some Helen Hunt fans I do want to speak to. Tony. Tony.
Yes.
Hi.
I got to confirm with the Helen Hunt decision. That scene in Castaway was just one of the best.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting a lot
what
of...
What scene are we talking about? When she's in the rain?
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of instant feedbacks here.
You ever notice that whenever they want her to make hot, her look hot, they like, cover her with water? Like, in the As Good As It Gets, she's covered
with... That's fine with me.
She's running through the rain, and then in, Castaway, she was in the rain.
I would cover her with a water.
Oh!
I would cover her with a wet substance.
Wow.
In a heartbeat. She'd be dripping.
Hey, another thing you got to consider in this little poll here is that
she would need a DNA umbrella. I would give her a shower.
Really?
I would.
Put that in.
She'd have to go into the chamber after that.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. You know, as much as I'm getting my balls busted, I'm looking on the instant feedback, it's about 50-50. There are some Helen Hunt fans out there, and there's some people who think that I'm, mentally retarded or something.
Well, you know, you said it, and I mean, as somebody who gave her a very low mark to keep her down on the list, you know, we're not talking about a total bow-wow here.
No.
Right, man, it's just our opinions. Hello. Don and Mike.
Don?
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hey, I agree with you on Helen Hunt. She is not classically beautiful, but the more you kind of pay attention to her, she kind of grows on you.
people.
All right, got you. Thank you, my friend. All right, so there's some who agree with me out there.
Like a wart.
No.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Just, you know, I kid because I love.
All right, here is the next woman we're going to rate, Mike. We are going to next rate TV's Dark Angel, Jessica Alba.
And another one who just can't stop getting better and better.
I am going to give her... God damn, she's hot. I got to go 7.9 on her. 7.9 on Jessica Alba.
We have a definitive tie grade. We're going to give her the definitive mark of a 7.9.
That means that
what
is
what I was thinking of before.
Perfect ranking. What that mean? What that means is when Mike and I agree on a rating,
that is her official solid ranking.
It cannot be. It cannot be argued or debated at all.
That's right.
Print it,
Jessica Alba. Okay,
let's take it upstairs to the fat man.
All right, let's go to someone who has fallen out of the headlines since we last rated women. Shania Twain.
You know, and that's all she's done is that she just hasn't had. Big hits, right? I mean, big hits.
Right.
But, she's and I still
bet
hot.
I bet they're better now because she's had a baby.
Oh, right? She has had a baby?
Yeah.
I'm going to give Shania Twain a 7.5. Thank you.
7.5? I want to tell you something, Mike. I'm going to match that exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's... She's still hot. You know what? I'd like to see more of her, too.
That's that again, that's the definitive rating now on Shania is a 7.5.
I wonder how old she'd be now.
7.5. Oh, about 100. I mean, hell, who knows? I mean, what's
so
she
you
like?
Know, if you're going to do Shania Twain, you got to throw Faith Hill in there, too.
All right, let's do Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. You go first.
Faith Hill, frankly, she's good looking and all, but I don't think she's that hot. I give her a 6.2. 6.2 for Faith Hill.
I'm going to give her a 7.8.
Okay.
I think she's a turbo hottie.
Let's go to...
She also has the DNA of that guy, though. I should have thought of that.
That's right. What's his name? That dumb singer.
What's his name? Hick.
Close
enough.
How about Ashley Judd? Ashley Jug.
Used to be one of my favorites.
Now, she was the one who was in that movie with Tommy Lee Jones, right? Where
yes.
She...
Double Jeopardy.
Double Impact or what? Double Jeopardy, yeah.
She was also in Along Came a Spider.
Okay. Yeah. I don't like her in short hair, I'll tell you that much.
She's also, you know, gone down several notches from the line. Is there any way I can find out the last grade I gave her?
6.25.
Okay. You want to go?
Yeah. I gave her a 5.3.
I'm going to give her a 4.5. I think she's fallen significantly.
Okay.
I always hate it when I have to lower the grade.
All right. How about Janet Jackson? Janet Jackson.
There is a woman who, I falls into the category of getting better and better. Boy, trade doable. Oh, yeah. 7.8.
Here's my problem with Janet Jackson. And not what you think, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Not, not her skin color.
Yeah, I just want both of you to know. I got my eyes on both of you during this.
The problem with Janet Jackson is that she looks like Michael. Or I should say Michael looks like her. And now when I look at her, I think it's Michael Jackson with teats. And I got to give Janet Jackson 6. What'd you give her?
7.8.
I go 6.8.
And I'll tell you, the one thing about Janet Jackson.
6.8 on Janet Jackson.
The live performances with the stomach. Unbelievable.
Maybe the best stomach.
I mean, really, one of the best bodies I've ever seen.
All right, here you go. Cameron Diaz. I'll take this one first. I want to tell you something. That's a mouth that you throw a hook in.
Yeah.
And you get yourself a nice big fishing pole, and you reel her in. God damn, that woman's got a fish mouth. I will give Cameron Diaz a 4.1.
Boy, she's still hot. She's still sexy. I got to give her a 7.1.
All right, I'm going to play the Barrymore card.
Uh-oh.
Drew Barrymore. What's the lowest grade I gave? 0.9. Who did I give that to?
You gave a 0.9.
To Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore gets a 0.8. That sloppy C does nothing for me. See you in Toledo. Mike, I mean it. She's, God, what a pig.
Drew Barrymore?
Yep.
And I know that there are women on a gag basis that we might rate lower,
so to speak.
But as far as like women who are referred to as hot, women who are discussed on this show as hot, since they, you know, since she has to be part of this list, I'm going to give her a 0.1.
We have a new leader.
Way to go, Mike.
0.1. She should be at the bottom of any. Now, I remember the last time around we did the Linda Tripp, the Janet Reno.
Now, these are all.
But the serious list, she's a 0.1. She would be the women, you know, the woman movie stars that I think should be last on the list.
Alyssa Milano. Mm. And this, she's Ava Savala, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
I think Alyssa Milano, I gave one of my highest grades to the last time around. And somewhere along the line, she's got that face that's just looking a little bit too toothy.
Oh.
I'm going to go down with her and give her.
Yeah.
What did I give her last time?
8.5.
Yeah, we're going to drop that to a 6.5. Although she's still hot.
And conversely, last time I gave her a 3.6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to raise it to a 6.6.
So she might come up with her overall grade.
Alyssa Milano, I like her. She's growing up a little bit. Next. Who is next? How about...
You want to do Jill Hennessy?
Who's Jill Hennessy?
The TV sports babe?
You mean Jill Arrington?
Or was it Jill? You wrote down Jill Hennessy.
Jill Hennessy is, excuse me, from Crossing...
Hello, sorry.
It's been a while. Jill Hennessy is from Crossing Jordan.
Crossing Jordan.
TV show,
don't,
right.
don't go to him for help on this list.
No.
Please.
Well, he was just writing down some names for me.
No.
I don't know who that... I know that's... I need help on that.
She's the one, you know, we go down, we've gone in the car by the big poster of Crossing Jordan where she's got the sexy face.
I don't know her enough.
Who's that you're waving around?
To grade her. I got a page full.
No, on the back.
Oh, on the back?
No, yeah.
That's Pam Anderson.
Or, well, I might have to change my grade. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, put her down. Put that one down as one I need to see a picture of.
All right, very good.
Because I don't know her well enough to grade her.
All right.
How about Jennifer Love Hewitt? Now, she's not as popular as she used to be, but damn, she's got some...
Damn.
She's got some jugs.
God damn it, honey.
And they're real, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're real.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, I'm afraid. J. Love Hewitt.
That's tough. Boy, that's a tough one.
You know what? She's a 6'5".
Yeah, print it.
You imagine that?
Yeah, print it. Because that's that ballpark. I was going to put her in the sixes. Nice 6.5 for her.
6.5.
Cement her position on the list.
Print it.
Okay, print it. All right, how about Courtney Cox? Mike, go ahead.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox.
You know, I tell you, there's only one, you know, before we really print this out, there's only one adjustment I'm going to make on this list, and that will be when I revisit my marks for Courtney Cox's sidekick, Mrs.
Jennifer
Pitt.
Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, I'm going to lower. Courtney Cox.
Well, why don't you lower your Aniston now?
All right. What did I give Aniston, Rob?
You gave her a 7.5 initially.
Yeah, I'd like to make that a 6.5.
Okay, you don't.
But are you doing that just to lower her overall rank on the list?
I never liked my Jennifer Aniston pick. All the women from Friends, to me, have begun a very slow roll down the stairs towards the wall.
Here comes the
and
wall.
And Courtney Cox is leading the charge. Ever since she married that guy, David Arquette.
Now, that must be factored into any evaluation, the fact that she married a retard.
The Arquette factor will lower Courtney Cox's score to a 3.5.
I cannot give her a score that low.
Okay.
I cannot.
All right.
She looks anorexic to me.
She does, geesh.
But she got some nice biddies. She really does. I'm going to give her a flat out 5.0.
5.0, very good.
And as long as we're at it, let's do the other friend.
Phoebe.
What's her real name?
Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow.
She's a 3.0. That's my grade on her, 3.0.
Print it.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
Again,
I'm fine with that.
That's the definitive answer.
Just, you know, less time thinking about her.
3.0.
Certain women, you know, that's just the way it works.
All right. Hold on just a second. Give me a minute here.
Lovably zany.
All right. I want to go to, ooh, boy.
We haven't done many news babes.
No, no, that's going to be a totally separate category.
Okay.
Trying to get all your TV stars and movie stars and rock stars out of the way here.
Is that Britney in the red bikini? Is that picture of Britney in the red bikini thing?
There?
Yeah, who's that?
60. That's some broad named Yancey Butler.
Whoa.
She's on a show called Witchblade.
Jesus.
Butler.
Jesus. Not letting in your own puke, are you?
All right, how about...
Drink it.
How about Meadow Soprano?
Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Jamie Lynn Sigler. We got to put her in because she's in like stuff in FHM magazine.
Okay.
We have to.
All right. I didn't think this was going to happen.
2.3.
What?
I will give her a 0.2.
Wow.
Wow.
She's above Drew Barrymore, but she's cold. A woman that doesn't deserve to be anywhere near that list.
You are cold.
You know, the fact she's famous means she's on the list. That's what I'm saying with my vote.
Okay, here you go.
My vote.
My vote.
From Sex and the City.
Yes.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Rob.
Yeah. Listen, she doesn't do it for me at all. She's a 2.8. Sarah Jessica Parker, 2.8. Mike.
I liked her in the past. I liked the show. But 2.5.
Okay. Next, let's do all four of these babes at once. Kim Cattrall. I'm coming around on her. I mean, trust me. Trust me. I'd love to. I'm going to give Kim Cattrall a 6.2.
I watched a recent episode of Sex and the City, and I noticed a little plastic surgery may have been done. I noticed at the corner of the jaw, the corner of the mouth, there was a little bit of that.
You know why I would say that is no? Kim Cattrall has criticized other celebrities who have had plastic surgery.
Well,
Kim
Cattrall shouldn't do that.
She's come out and she has said she's never had plastic surgery, and she busts on those who have.
Well, I will give her a 3.0.
Oh, God, that's a low grade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cynthia Nixon.
Putting her on the... Do you want to put her on the list? Because she has been...
All four of the Sex and the City women have to go on the list.
Okay.
And this is where I'm going to shock the world.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to shock the world.
Right?
Yes.
0.5.
Wow.
She's nearly fallen off my radar screen. I don't know if I was high or what.
You've liked her ever since she was on news radio.
She was not. That's Dave Foley. Mike.
I will give her a 0.001.
So 0.1%.
Yeah.
And finally, Kristen Davis, who is the one that was married to the guy from Twin Peaks. Mike.
4.5.
That's a perfect rating.
All right.
Print it.
Print it. I'll match it.
It gives her, I believe, the highest mark.
Okay, now...
Kim Cattrall edges her out.
Oh, she does. Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad.
What we are going to do is break here. Rob is going to compile this information, and we will continue this list tomorrow.
Very good.
When we get to women that we've not thought of yet, also news babes, and also possibly women that we know in our personal lives.
You want to take, before we break, a look at Jill Hennessy?
Just for found the picture.
There were lots of sites featuring her, so apparently she's fairly well known, and she's a very attractive woman.
I'm not doing this to get back at you, Mike. I'm not.
I know you're not.
1.8.
Wow.
You're out of your mind. Look at her.
1.8.
Look at her. You know, she looks better in stills than she does when she's moving around. Do you agree?
Do you think? I don't know. I like her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you give her?
I'm going to give her a 5.8.
5.8. All that screaming for a 5.8?
Because I've seen the show.
Okay.
Right. I'm sorry. The poster, I stared at the poster for months before the show went on the air, but when I saw the show, she is lacking in the Tig Ol' Biddy department.
Do you want to, goddamn, I want to do this Michael Jordan thing, but I think people just want to yell at us about our ratings.
They do indeed.
I mean, about our ratings in general, but mm-hmm. about our ratings of women. You know, we'll figure it out when we get back. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, DORM, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
They can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
All right, Rumpelstiltskin, you got the
You got the list. She's working on it now. This is not a complete list, okay?
Not by a long shot. This is just
the get-go stages.
We are in the get-go stages.
Of the rating women. The Michael and Juanita Jordan bit. I guess we'll wait till tomorrow to do that. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show. We're getting lots of calls about the rating of women. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just was calling. I was listening. I just tuned in when I got back in my office when you were on the Sex and the City women.
Yeah.
And Kim Cattrall, I mean, all right, I understand she's an older woman.
Right.
I still think she's very attractive. I don't think either of you would kick her out of bed.
No, I wouldn't.
And I see Mike has got the old microscope out saying, oh, well, I've noticed a little plastic surgery. I mean...
Yeah, I thought she might have had something done.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, if you look at the woman, I mean, what's wrong with her?
Well, overall, when I look at a woman, I try to take everything in about the woman and try to determine what is beautiful. And what is beautiful to me may not be beautiful to you, my friend.
Thank you, senor.
But Zach rules.
What?
Sacramento rules.
Sacramento rules. I agree with him. Thank you. And I'm so glad that was that argument that he had was to the point.
Two good points.
Look, as I point my finger at my ass.
Okay, let me see. All right, Lizzie, you got to come in and explain this to me, please. Remy?
Yeah. Is it a little complex?
Let her just explain it to me. Right. Rob loves the numbers. Rob loves jumping up
the hill. He loves numbers.
Okay. So
this is Mike's list in order of what he chose.
Okay.
See Mike's circle
okay.
there.
All right.
On the circle there. This is your list.
And then there's the overall. We have our overall top 10 then.
Oh. Overall top 10
as of this moment, and the voting is closed right now. We will continue rating the women tomorrow.
Very good.
And we've gotten some instant feedback wondering, will this list be available? Yes. Once again, we'll have two sizes available for you, the Don and Mike consumer.
Right.
We'll have the full wall size that you can hang on your wall. And we will also have the small, teeny one that you can carry in your wallet.
Cool. Very good.
As of right now, and we're nowhere near done with this list, but number 10 is Shannon Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
This is the combined list?
Mm-hmm. Number 9er is Jennifer Lopez.
Uh-huh.
Number 8 is Jamie Presley.
Ow.
Number 7 is Jessica Alba.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 is Jennifer Aniston. Number 5, Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Catherine Rita Jones.
Nice list so far.
Number 3, Halle Berry.
Very good.
Number 2, Brooke Burke.
Baby.
Number 1, Hurley. That's what you get for giving out a 10 share.
Wow.
I told you she's a perfect 10.
What did I give her on my own list?
On your list, you gave Elizabeth Hurley a 7.1. Don't go back. You can't go back now. You can't now that you've heard the results. You can't.
No, you know what? There are a lot of women that could be at the top of that list that I'd have a lot bigger problem with than Elizabeth Hurley.
All right, thank you.
One of the classically beautiful women of our decade.
And I think that, you know, right now, I mean, the way
that... I mean, really, I don't have a problem with that.
That's the way we work it is the average.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you are into her right now, and that's fine.
Checks and balance.
Absolutely into her. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
What are you guys doing? Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, I respect you guys very much. But,
yes.
A point something for Meadow Soprano? Come on, bro.
Absolutely. Meadow Soprano does not even belong on the list. Because can I finish?
Yes, sir, you can.
Because we got a giant poster of Meadow Soprano that does not do it for me in the office, and I don't think she is in that classically beautiful category.
May I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
Did you see her in Maxim?
That's what the poster's from.
Yeah, the poster's from Maxim. It does not do it for me. Overall, right now, she is in 35th place.
Wow.
She is, right now, she's sandwiched between, just ahead of her is Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, come on, guys.
And just behind her is Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's
deadly. Come on, man.
She's too shiny.
All right, listen. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes. I gave her a...
Rob.
I gave her a what? A 2.3. Mike gave her a 0.2. That's the average system.
Take a look at a woman, seriously. It's on our list, I think, in our top 10, like Jamie Presley.
Yeah.
And put her next to a picture of Meadow Soprano. I rest my case.
Ah, Mike, the TV boy is online. It's been a long time since we've heard from Mike, the TV boy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Michael?
Yes, Larry.
What's Larry King for you?
Hi, Larry.
You said before you came on, you two of you are inseparable.
Yeah, well, I did say that. I did, yeah. Larry. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Michael?
I'm not sure who you're referring to. Yes, Larry?
I don't like what you did, but I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. That means a lot to me. I appreciate your sentiment.
He's talking about your personal situation.
I would imagine he is. Is that true, Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought. Well, Larry, coming from someone who has been down that road so many times, I
hate dying.
I certainly appreciate that.
F you.
Hey, Larry, I wasn't giving you a dig. I was just saying, I appreciate your support.
Michael.
Yes, Larry.
I don't like what you did, but I love you.
Thank you, Larry. I love you too.
Adultery.
Oh,
no, Larry.
There's been none of that.
None of that on either side.
Beat your wife.
No wife beating involved. None whatsoever, Larry.
It is about sex, isn't it?
Well, perhaps, Larry. Perhaps. Perhaps, but I mean, I don't want to get into those details. Larry, I'm happy to say now without the medicine, everything is back to normal. But I appreciate this line of questioning. I'm very happy. Happy to the point of laughing now that I'm off the antidepressants. you can relate to that.
Enjoy
Larry.
The club.
Enjoy.
Michael?
Yeah, Larry?
Are you still involved with Susan?
With Susan? What Susan are you talking about?
F you.
He's effing with me.
Yeah.
Larry,
balls.
Larry is just effing with me right
still
now.
Still involved with Susan.
I'm not sure I like that, Larry.
Are you a good father, Michael?
I'm a great father, Larry.
No!
Yes, I am. I am. Hey, knock it off.
He's just effing with
Larry's
me.
Larry's just busting my chops.
He's a kidder.
Michael?
Yes, Larry?
Are men, do you think, intimidated, hesitant to ask you out?
Oh, you've made him choke.
You may have stopped the show there, Mike.
Larry, I believe some lung matter came up there, Larry. Larry, what was that question again?
Michael?
Yeah.
Are men, do you think, intimidated, hesitant to ask you out?
Yeah, I think they are. Larry, I really do.
Honestly, your looks get in the way.
They do. They do. I think that they can be quite intimidating to most men.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely. Mike, the TV icon boy, has stepped up today.
That's a good one today.
Yeah.
He likes the feedback.
Just effing with me. Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
Anything else, Larry?
No.
Good.
No, all right. Thank
all right.
You.
Well, you take care.
F you.
Thank you. Toodaloo ass.
Adultery.
Bye, Larry.
Stop it.
Oh, watch.
Stop it. Quiet mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's one of his better calls recently.
Are men intimidated?
Michael.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Eddie. How you doing, Don?
Hi, Eddie. We're doing great.
I just want to lower my radio. I'm sorry you didn't pick up that quick. I'm very sorry.
That's all right.
All right. I don't know what this chick's name is, but she gets me going. She was in Mission Impossible. She's a dark-skinned woman.
Are you talking about in Mission Impossible 2, where she's the...
Two. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she's the chick. She has, like, chihuahua dog eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? We should get her name for tomorrow. She's the one who sleeps with the bad guy.
Right.
Yeah, okay. We'll put her on the list for tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, man. Love you guys.
Thank you. I would give her a high rating.
Really?
Yeah, that girl's hot.
Good, I want to see her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys forgot some of the women from Law and Order.
Hey, we've got a long time to go on this list.
You know, we've not even...
All right, that's great.
We've not even done, what's her name, married to Jason Sehorn, Angie...
Angie Harmon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. No, listen, we have plenty of women to go. We're not...
That's cool. I don't want her to be overlooked.
No, and because it is me, and based on the last call, I think we ought to also think about putting Jason Sehorn on the list.
Don and Mike Show.
And Jerry Orbach.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Baby.
Hello, come on. Hi. Come on, pick it up. You're on the air, please.
Hey, I'm from
Turn your radio. Hey, turn your radio down.
I don't care where you're from. What can we do for you?
That's much.
Oh, God.
Thanks for calling.
The number one DA of the day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I got to add three girls onto that list.
Go.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We'll rate her tomorrow.
Gwen Stefani.
We already rated her.
I must have missed that. Pink.
Hold on. Well, we've rated her as well.
And what about that girl, Nikki, who's on her own show, Nikki?
On the WB?
Yeah,
Nikki Taylor. Yeah,
we got to rate her.
Yeah, we do have to. All right, thank you, my friend.
All right.
All right, see, this is why you got to listen to the whole show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Those are good suggestions, and thank you for half listening. What?
Let me see. We have, I can't, Gwen Stefani. The rating, the overall rating, the average is a 4.5. Right now has Gwen Stefani in 19th place. Pink is in 18th place with a 2.75 rating.
And, you know, I know it's a blast from the past, but where's Carney Wilson?
Not to be found, Mike.
Okay.
That's too bad.
MIA. Hello, Don. Missing an ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
I love what was going on today. I agree with you about Helen Hunt.
Thank you.
Don't forget Liv Tyler.
Oh, Liv Tyler, yeah, she's another one we got to raise. Mike, don't roll your eyes.
Oh, yeah, she has got that DS in mouth.
She does. Damn, she looks like her father.
She has DSLs.
She looks like her father.
She's got those DSLs. And Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh,
an intro
should be a porcupine.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Porcupine.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
How about Lori Du?
Wait a minute. Is this a joke?
No. Do you think Lori Du's a fox from the news show?
No, I know what channel.
I can't think of the name of the guy is. Goes with the show that she's on. But she's blonde. She got big, beautiful lips.
So I think I'm going to say Lori Du Who.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. All right, goodbye.
Du Who to you, too.
If that's the truth, then we'll find it out, too.
Hey, you know what I wanted to ask you? And this is not regarding the list, but you've seen the lady that does Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Tina Fey.
How do you feel about her? I think she is hot. I think she is a very hot-looking woman.
I would do her. Mm-hmm. Take those glasses off, though.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd knock them off.
Hey, what do you guys think about, what would you give Romy?
Oh, Lisa Herndon?
We must rate her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We must rate her.
She doesn't want to be rated. Too bad. Tough.
She has to be rated because any woman that's ever worked for the show has been rated.
Yeah, we've rated Christine Kerner before.
From, Christine Kerner to Bobby Hollingsworth.
What do you think about Jennifer Connelly?
Hey, now, you just brought up Lisa, and now you're jumping right around, sir. I mean, can't you be satisfied with one theme?
Is Jennifer Connelly the girl who's in the A Beautiful Mind movie? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about her. Hold on.
She's pretty hot.
All right, we'll figure it out tomorrow. You want to, as we go to break, you want to rate Lisa?
Sure.
Just because it's obvious it's bothering her so much. Look at the look. Are you giving us the finger? Why are you giving us the finger?
Want to be rated.
You go first.
Brave.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
I go first.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Lisa Herndon. Would you come in here for a minute? What's your lead story, Buzz?
Today, the Jordans call off the divorce.
Yeah, we'll have the exclusive on that tomorrow.
Hello, baby.
Hi. How you doing?
There she is.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Would you stand up? Just turn around. I'm kidding.
He's a killer.
Lisa Herndon.
You don't have to do this, really. It's fine.
I believe the listeners want us to grade you.
I really don't think that... It has to be.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
But don't be pissed.
That's exactly why I don't want you to do it.
Well, I would say the concept of being pissed should not even be on the table. Thank you.
It's meaningless.
Oh, okay, Mike.
No, I don't. The concept of being pissed will not be a factor here.
Well, no, it would be if the number is not high enough for
her. No, but she'll be happy with the numbers, I think.
All right, hold on.
That's what I think.
Turn your back, Lisa.
Turn your back for a second, because I want to write down for the guys. That's what I would rate her.
All right.
You think she'd be pissed at that?
Yes. No, I'm going to agree. And you know what? Give the bell. Give the bell, because I'll do that. I'm not going to hang out to dry then.
Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Can you wait before you say it? Can you show it to me?
No.
No.
No, you're going to get... It'll be revealed.
What is it?
It'll be revealed.
Go ahead.
Why, like if we had a handsome contest, you'd give us a 10?
Right. That wouldn't happen.
Please, okay?
Okay, but it's a little bit different. I'm a young woman.
There's the ego code there. It's a little bit different.
No, that had nothing to do with ego. It's a little bit different being a 25-year-old woman.
Everything has to do with ego.
7.2.
7.2, your definitive grade.
Fine.
That's the same grade
that's
I gave.
Great.
Can you?
That's,
can
that's,
you?
That's,
that is
that's,
the same.
Thank
that
you.
Is the same grade I gave to Jillian Barbary.
Wow.
The exact same grade.
Pretty good. And that's 7.2 combined. Give her who she's in the company of.
Jillian Barbary. Well, hold on. Average, 7.2.
Yeah, the average is 7.2. It's an enormously high grade.
I don't think you have that.
7.2. Well, she's just behind Jillian Barbary.
Uh-huh.
And she's just ahead of Alyssa Milano.
Ah, look
you
at that.
On track?
Jennifer
Thank
Love
you.
Hewitt.
And that is, you know, the that is, I told you, I didn't think she'd be disappointed.
Nicole Kidman.
There you go.
Okay. You're ahead of Faith Hill.
You know, a lot of people are going to call you and tell you that you're insane.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people that have seen you are going to be.
We've rated you higher than Kelly Ripa. And now, in turn, I ask that you rate us.
Sure.
Very good.
No, out loud. Come on.
Rate us both. Okay. In fact, rate us all in here individually.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let it hang out.
How do you want to do? What sequence do you want to go in first?
I'll go first.
Want to start with Rob? No, you don't need to go first. You should go last.
All right, go with Rob. Rob first.
Now you're
physical rating.
Physical rating.
You can't just take in physical
That's
rating.
That's what we do.
You took into account the people that these women had been with. So that is encompassing a lot of things.
My wife now?
Right.
No,
oh, so what? I have to factor in the fact that you were with Nick for a while? That didn't lower your grade?
No.
Let's get to it. Let's not dilly-dally. Let's get
Come
to
on.
It.
Just
Rob.
Grade Rob.
Rob Spiewak. I'm going to write down...
0 to 10. What do you give him?
Wow.
Don't say son of a bitch.
All right, Rob
writing.
Spiewak.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Come on
okay,
now.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Be honest.
6.5
for Rob Spiewak.
Hey, that's great.
Buzz Burbank.
This woman is lying.
6.5.
You can't take this way out with all of us.
Shoot. All right, Buzz Burbank. 4.7.
Ouch. Mike.
His charming smile.
Oh, is that your drumming arm, Mike?
Wow.
And you're J-O-ing in.
What is it? What's the number?
Nice guns.
What's the number? We gotta go to 5. Break.
5.1.
5.1.
Get out.
Hold on.
No, get out. She's giving me a lower speed. Spiewak got a 6.5.
You know she likes him the best.
Oh, my. Well, it's just
I got to get my number.
What I give you, Mike?
Give me a 5.1.
Now, don't give me something based on what you give him. Give me whatever you would give
5.1.
me.
5.1.
Oh.
There we are.
You're fired.
You're way to go, Rob.
Wait a minute.
I hope you're happy, Rob.
You're fired.
Quite honestly,
get out of here,
Rob.
You've spoken. Once it's said, it cannot be retrieved.
You know what? We
changed your answer.
Once it's spoken, it cannot be retrieved.
We gave you the honest rating. I cannot believe that you honestly think.
I am so hurt.
I cannot believe that you honestly think.
Rob Spiewak,
6.5.
You know, Carrie, I beware.
Okay, Rob Spiewak. 5.7.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out. Wow. Still.
She's got a thing for big flat heads.
She does.
I guess so.
That's her bud. That's her pal.
I guess so.
Us with our 5.1s. And Buzz, I'd be angry. You should be the angriest of all.
4.7.
Oh, believe me.
You're the best looking guy in this room, Buzz.
Buzz, the prettiest man in the room, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely.
Kind of you, gentlemen.
You got a 4.7. And I got news for you, Mike. That 5.1 that you and I got, you know what that is? That's charity.
Yes.
That's charity.
Yeah, it's absolutely charity.
That's charity.
That's it. She's paying for dinner tonight.
She just got her new credit card.
That's right.
Yay.
You're paying. Okay. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned, yeah, stay tuned for news and comments,
news and comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
5-1-4-7-5-1. How you doing, Mr. 6.5?
Pretty good.
Shocker. Stand by for news and comments.
Don't,
Mike,
don't
that was
cry.
Very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. We'll keep rating the women on tomorrow's episode. Also tomorrow, I know Buzz is going to talk about Michael and Juanita. They'll be making a guest appearance on the show tomorrow. The Jordans, they're reconciling.
Oh, they're so happy.
Plus, we're going to be talking about the debut of another brand new game called Porno Football on this show.
Hello.
And keep in mind that Wednesday night, it's your Fighting Gutter Balls in action.
Go.
Don and Mike. The Gutter Balls take on our friends, the cast of One Life to Live.
And can I say something to my teammates? Guys,
yes.
Let's step it up Wednesday night, okay?
Agreed.
Agreed. Yeah.
We'll be at the Baltimore Lanes in Manhattan. See you there.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
And now, news with Buzz and GD. We are running so late today because of Lisa Herndon.
all the news you can fit into 4.7 minutes.
Lisa Herndon. Oh, that's a relation to your 4.7 rating.
Right.
Lisa Herndon and...
Did you wish you had 6.5 minutes?
She obviously is in love with Rob.
Yes, and, she is. We've known that for a long time.
Obviously thinks that we are just awful pigs.
Right. Michael Jordan's wife has withdrawn her divorce papers. Michael and Juanita put out a joint statement yesterday saying they want to try to save the marriage. They married in Vegas 12 years ago after he met the former waitress at a Bennigan's just outside Chicago.
We're going to have the Jordans on tomorrow. We were not able to secure them today because of Lisa Herndon. But tomorrow on the show, you'll hear Michael and Juanita.
Very good.
And the reason they're getting back together, this show right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. The counseling you've heard on this show, that's the reason they're getting back together.
That's right. She had called the differences irreconcilable in her papers. Now the couple says they want to reconcile.
I'm all for that.
They say a little privacy from the media would help that effort.
Very good.
Right.
I agree. Story to rip your heart out. The pregnant wife of...
Thought that was the story to rip my heart out.
No.
Sorry, bud.
You have your own.
Very good.
The pregnant wife of the kidnapped reporter is telling his captors that she would trade her life for her husband's freedom. Through the BBC, Marianne Pearl told the kidnappers, "Don't harm an innocent man. Using Daniel as a symbol is completely wrong. If anyone's going to give his life to save him, it's me. Please contact me. I'm ready." Here, our 38-year-old husband, Daniel, a Wall Street Journal writer, was abducted January 23rd. We've not heard from the kidnappers since last Wednesday when they said Daniel had 24 hours to live unless their demands were met. The U.S. still working hard to free the reporter.
You know, I can appreciate her saying that.
Yes.
But, yeah.
No.
Because it's a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, what are the Taliban going to do?
Yeah.
Hello, this is the Taliban. Yes. We would much rather have a pregnant woman. Yes, we would.
A lot of New Yorkers are angry today.
That sucks on ice.
It's a shame.
Sure it does.
It is. A lot of New Yorkers are angry at their new mayor, Mike Bloomberg. The Daily News points out that Bloomberg was at the groundhog ceremony on Staten Island Saturday, skipping the funeral for a firefighter who died on 9/11. In fact, the paper says, unlike his predecessor, Bloomberg hasn't been to a single firefighter's funeral since taking office, and there have been several.
That can't suck enough. What is the deal?
Most upset, members of the Firefighters Union.
See, maybe he's an a-hole?
The mayor's office says he's missed the services because of scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, well, he had to go see the rodent come out of the ground.
And that he did lunch on Sunday at a firehouse that lost a dozen firefighters.
You know what's great about this city? The city of New York, they don't let you get away with crap like that.
Right. Absolutely not. President Bush will be here tomorrow to salute the heroism of the city's police and firefighters. He could use the goodwill after cutting $5 billion from the rebuilding money he'd promised the city. State and city officials are furious. They say they were misled. The president had promised $20 billion, but now says the $5 billion given to victims' families was included in that. The president's new budget budget also cuts money for police, housing, and job programs here. A security agent for America West Airlines is in trouble, accused of taking too much pleasure in the frisking of female passengers.
Well,
this little girl has knocker.
Listen, let's go easy on this guy.
His accuser says he was smirking as he put his hands inside her cardigan sweater, feeling from her waist up to the bottom of her bra and then down to her hips. She says she saw another female passenger in tears after a similar frisking.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to see if you have any weapons.
The airline says he doesn't even know yet which security agent's being accused.
She was a whore.
But it's not yet heard his side of the story.
Let's do this one more time. Here you go. Oh, there's...
You might have something in this bra.
Is this kind of underwear? Is that an underwear? Let me just trace it.
The airline says it's investigating, but that it doubts
the story. Are those bullets in your bra? Oh, they're big and long and hard.
That's good. I just think sometimes people like to hide something right along the waistband. Right along the waistband. I'm going to take my pinky right here.
Oh, stinky pinky.
You're a bad, bad terrorist.
Stinky pinky.
Bad terrorist.
Stinky pinky. Do you think I'm a 5.1? Wouldn't you rate me higher than a 5.1?
The airline says it doubts the woman's story, but the accuser says the security man seemed to be singling out female passengers for his searches. Critics say the new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie exploits the attack on America and unfairly paints all Colombians as criminals.
Nice!
Sure, my God.
Tomorrow night, Rudy Giuliani steps into the middle of that controversy by attending the movie's premiere here in New York.
It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Sure, my God. It feels good, huh?
Come on, it's stupid, okay?
You're telling me this storyline is stupid? You collateral damage having Arnold playing a firefighter turned terrorist vigilante?
You come to the movie, have a good time.
After the bombing of a building in Los Angeles.
Hey, this will be hot with all the stuff that's gone on, huh?
Lots of fire.
You sit down next to me, help me with my English.
That'd be good.
Agreed.
Yeah. Schnell.
The dimpled chin of Patriots quarterback Tom Brady should start turning up in commercials everywhere soon.
Oh, groovy.
Marketing pros say the boy next door Super Bowl champ QB stands to make as much as $50 million in endorsement deals. There's plenty of debate today about how good or bad the ratings were for Sunday's game. We do know that U2's halftime show soundly beat the bikini-clad Playboy Playmates on NBC's Fear Factor.
I don't want to give Madison Avenue any ideas, but ladies and gentlemen, let me point out the last name of this individual. You have some tremendous upside potential with that. A man named Brady. Okay?
Right.
Thank you.
Like they've not used that already a million times on ESPN.
They can use it more, Don.
Here's the story of a man named Brady.
Yeah, but this time, I mean, you go all the way with his teammates and the whole square thing, looking up and down, that whole thing.
83.
Be hot.
83 million people watched the U2 concert. Just over 11 million watched the Playmates. There's also debate.
Yeah, I think you do sign them up for an anti-gun commercial.
There you go. The Brady bill. There's also debate over how
there
well...
There you go. You know, I come up with a great idea and you trump me. Amazing.
There's no reason we can't do both. There's also debate over how well or poorly Malcolm in the Middle performed in the ratings, but most experts agree the numbers would have been higher if it hadn't started so late in the evening.
That was a funny show. Rob, I got to do this first going in?
Yeah, I think it'll be...
Okay, all right, then. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636 for a prize package selected especially for you. 5.1 and 5.1 and 4.7. We'll be right back, you know, after 6.5. Goes to break.
And Mike Schultz.
They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sorry about this music.
Hold on.
What is that?
Sucks. God, that sucks.
Sucks. Hold on a second.
Let's take that one from the top, okay? Let's try that again.
Thank you. This is a good one.
Give me a new rejoiner here. All right, so I know we're running late, but I'm sorry.
Official spokesman of the stupid, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you go. Now here's Buzz.
In sports, word is the NFL's ready to let the TV networks decide which games to air. This could save Monday Night Football, which has seen its ratings decline in recent years.
You know, Buzz, really, I know that we don't have much time to editorialize on this, but it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, What they're going to do, if they have done this like in previous years,
right.
They'll put the Patriots on three times because they were in the Super Bowl.
Right.
They'll put the Rams on three times because they were in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put the Bears on three times because they were a surprise team.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, you have no idea who the next big surprise team is going to be.
Exactly.
And the problem is you got a team like the Patriots this year that all of a sudden they start winning all their games because they sucked the year before. They were never on TV.
And, you know, am I the only one that wants to see more Bengals?
The Houston Astros are asking to change the name of Enron Field. Huh. Wonder why.
Hey, that's smart.
Finally.
How about Dumbass Field?
Dumb Astros.
A school bus driver in suburban Philadelphia is in trouble for telling the noisy kids, I have a gun and I know how to use it. And he did have a gun.
Oh, God.
The 58-year-old driver is also a cop for the Philadelphia Public Schools, and he was carrying his 9mm as he took the elementary school kids home from school on a bus. Some of the first kids he dropped off told their parents. The parents then called police, who stopped the bus before the last kid was delivered.
God,
no one got hurt because the gun was never drawn, but quoting one investigator, it was a stupidity issue.
Absolutely.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. Listen, don't forget Thursday on the show. It's the Booger Breakfast Show.
Yum, yum.
Eat your snot. Win some money.
You.
$1,000 courtesy of the Dish Network. Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months. And free installation. Call 800-333-DISH. Thursday, come down. Bring your prepackaged boogers or eat them live right out of your nose. On this show. More on that topic tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow the Jordans will be here.
Yay!
Wednesday, I think you know what that means. We'll be reading out of the newspaper.
Super!
Whoa. And we will also, we forgot to fill out our Nielsen ratings diaries today. Robbie, what? We got to do that tomorrow because they got to be dropped in the mail on Thursday.
We'll
tomorrow's the last day. And, we'll get back to rating the women, all of that on tomorrow's episode. Keep in mind, you're fighting gutter balls tomorrow night.
Go Balls!
We will be at the Bowmore Lanes in Manhattan as we bowl against the cast of ABC's One Life to Live. And tomorrow, I think Tim Stickney from One Life to Live is coming by to talk some smack.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, 100.
Right. What's your name?
Ken.
Ken, where are you from?
New Jersey.
My friend, you won the PlayStation 2 game Maximo, Ghosts to Glory, exclusively from Blockbuster. They have an exclusive on the game through February 18th, guaranteed to be in stock. But wait, you've also won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thanks, Ken.
You're very welcome. Nice prize pack. Thanks for getting the prizes together. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, handsome. Can you be kind? Throw your 6.5 hat in the air, Rob. Just like Sydney.
Oops, I'm late. Cards on kids.
Oh no. Sydney. Tyler Moore. What happened, Mike? What happened?
Genitals.
What?
Rubbed his genitals in front of Lisa.
Just gave her a little treat. Rob rubbed his genitals?
In front of Lisa, something I've never seen before, and I will never see again.
All right.
You will every time you close your eyes.
Goodbye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.